This is PFW in progress.
You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think, since you're thinking now, go on, think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law.
Paul Perillo.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
And Andy. And Andy?
Think you got a future in football?
Andy Hart.
Oh, heck no. I just figure if I got to be in school, I might as well hit some people while I'm at it.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
FNG, Mike Parenti.
You look like a bunch of fifth grade sissies after a cat fight.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You got anger, that's good. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. We will be perfect. Let's go to work.
All right, let's go to work. And this is PFW in progress. A lot of stuff. We're getting all jacked up for Sunday's game in the Meadowlands against Brett Favre and the Jets.
Matt Castle's first start since high school.
So
I'm very excited, Fred. I'm feeling good about Matty.
Are you? Tell us why.
Well, he just held his first media availability at his locker as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. As such, not surprisingly, as soon as the locker room opened, probably 35 people just staked out position at his locker. You know, all the cameramen get their little stools and everything. First, he walked into the locker room, and I was down that end where Matt came into the locker room, and he said with a smile, "All right." I liked it. I liked that little...
Yeah.
He wasn't even on camera yet. He was just reacting to...
All right, here we go.
I mean, because he could have been saying... Oh, crap.
What
could have been Vince Younging it at this point
right.
and running for the hills, but he didn't. And then I liked some of the things he said. I wrote a couple of his quotes down. One was, "We're not going down to New York to play well. We're going to win." I like it.
Yep.
And then he also talked a little bit about turning back the clock to training camp when Jeff Hostetler was here, and he actually took a chance to talk to him about the backing up and what went
isn't
on.
Isn't that interesting?
And he said he found that very interesting and entertaining. And then he said, situation was similar to mine, and what he took from it was, people can be successful, even if they're not well-known. So, Matt Castle's time to shine.
Wow. And I'll give our listeners a little bit of insider news. You know, word is last week, this was even before Brady went down, in practice, Castle was taking reps, and Vrabel either hit him or pushed somebody into him on one of the plays, and Mr. Laid-Back California Matt Castle took exception to that, and they came to blows.
I like it.
Matt Castle and Mike Vrabel. So, maybe there's a little bit of fire in this guy that we haven't had a chance to see yet.
And you know Vrabel said something stupid like,
"Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Rudy's – what's the matter? Rudy sad today or something like
that?"
Yeah, I'm sure he took a shot at him.
Right. So,
I've been called.
Who
can you say on here?
All right. We got the show going on. Andy, Mike, where's Eric?
I don't know. Maybe practice.
Practice, probably.
Okay,
he's 1-3 today.
Oh, that's right. Paul's going to be late. We know that.
Paul's chair is getting a reprieve from its normal heavy service duty.
He will be here. Dan Tugender is just wolfing down a sandwich like I've never seen anyone eat before.
Now, I can already tell I'm going to be playing the role of Paul Perillo today.
You are now Captain Negativity.
Because
you are easily the most...
because we're just reaching for stuff now. Because, Matt Castle smiled when he walked in today and gave all the answers that everybody's supposed to give.
Come on.
What did you want him to say, Andy? I'm going to crap myself on the field Sunday?
That's what Ryan Leaf basically said.
No, he never said that.
Ryan Leaf...
Nobody has ever said that.
Ryan Leaf could not handle the pressures of being an NFL starting quarterback from day one.
Okay, but what
Vince
does
Young
what he says in the locker room on Thursday have to do with how he's going to play on Sunday? Nothing.
I disagree. I think
this
there's
is
a
like
certain
the big
demeanor.
Show now. This is the big show,
certain demeanor
volume 2.0.
I think there's a certain demeanor you have to carry yourself with.
Look,
he
Mike, you
had
he's probably
today.
Been coached to say those things and carry that demeanor.
You don't think Ryan Leaf was?
No,
and
fine.
Ryan Leaf lost it.
You're probably right. He was coached, but there are guys who get up in front of the media and just don't
Turtle.
Handle it.
No,
well.
I agree.
They might say the right things, but you can tell they're uneasy, they're nervous. At least this is a sign. That's
you know
all
what?
It is.
Steve Martin handled the media well. Did he play well? No.
Steve
it
Martin?
Means nothing.
Jesus, we're going back there.
I'm just saying.
We're now comparing the starting quarterback to a
nose
tackle.
There's no indication of how you handle the media to how you play.
I disagree.
Well, no. Mike's right. But it is something to look at. I mean, Steve Martin was never under the pressure
that
Matt Cassel is going to be under this week.
But
I mean, there is no exact correlation. You're right.
Show me a guy who was an absolute media train wreck who was a good leader, who could lead his team.
But I can show you guys.
Ryan Leaf was a train wreck on both ends.
But I can show you guys who were really good with the media who stunk on the field.
Right, but my point
so,
is,
you know.
Don't talk to me, all right?
Give me the guy who
plenty of guys who are bad with the media who are good leaders.
Okay, well, tell me one. Show me a quarterback. Give me a quarterback who could not perform the duties of being a starting quarterback in terms of the media, but was a good leader.
Well, Joe Montana was never a media guy. You never remember him being the spokesman for his team.
I actually do. I remember him doing a ton of interviews and being fine at it.
Well, I don't remember him
being
like that.
It's all subjective.
Yeah, I mean.
It's all subjective.
I disagree.
Look,
you know what's not subjective? How you play on the field.
But look. I think that Mike.
I think that's subjective.
I think
because I hear people raving about Cassel, and I thought he was just okay on Sunday.
I think I understand.
I agree
that's subjective too.
Well, I know
because the Patriots won. Matt Cassel came in and did a brilliant job. He didn't. He was okay.
I think Mike is right in that
he's wrong.
You can't
negative.
You can't come to any conclusions. However, if Matt Cassel came out and peed in his pants today,
right,
that would be a lot worse than coming out and looking confident.
Right.
What conclusion did I come to?
I said you can't come
to I'm asking Andy. What conclusion did I come to?
No, Fred's the one who said conclusions, and I said who came to a conclusion?
No, you said I did.
No, I didn't. I said who came to conclusions?
You said I was all right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do those lines like Paul does. If you wanted to play
that's why I miss Paul for
Paul
Goodfellas references, because you don't get it. You don't
those
get Seinfeld
lines.
References or Rocky references. I can't. You're nothing to me.
I don't waste my time with
you're
that
useless.
Crap.
All right. Well, that's I didn't think we'd get into it so early
so
in the show, but
let me
that's
just,
all right.
I'm just fired up today because I'm just hearing a lot of stuff that I don't like.
Let me just clarify your viewpoint.
Let's clarify.
Matt
let's
Cassel
hear you clarify
stinks.
It. There you go.
And C.J. Jones
people's
is
mouth
great.
Again. There we go.
So is that where we're standing
yeah,
right
Yeah, that's
now?
Where we stand.
Okay,
those
I
words
just
are clearly because clearly on the last three shows I said Matt Cassel sucks.
I got to tell you, Andy and Paul moved up the negativity charts because you are by far the most negative guy on this show.
I'm just going to reserve my judgment until he plays on the field, not how he reacts
he
in front of
Sunday.
40 cameras in the locker room.
He played Sunday.
No. I mean this Sunday, his first career NFL start
so
on the
game,
road at the Meadowlands in front of rabid fans.
This game will be the tell-all for his career.
This will be a very good indication.
If he lays an egg, he's done. If he has a good performance, he's great.
Yes, that's what I said again.
Yeah, sounds like what you're saying.
No,
well,
it's not really.
Or are you piecing it together? Could this be one step in an entire process?
Yes.
Where you, oh, so today could have been a one step
no,
in that
this
direction?
Is not a step to me. How he handles the locker room is not a step to me.
I think that's part of the job.
And first of all, leadership is shown behind closed doors, not to the public. That's stuff we don't ever see.
I think it's shown throughout his day.
I think it's better than not seeing him do well today.
Right.
And beyond that, we don't know.
Exactly.
Even with this game, if he does well, it's no indication that he's going to do well in the future.
No question.
If he does poorly, it's no indication he's going to continue to do poorly. I think it is just one step, and I don't think we can come to any judgments, final judgments, you know, regardless of what happens on Sunday.
I agree.
I just want to win.
I just want to start
I want to win bad. Real, real
We know
bad.
You want to win. You want to win regardless.
Oh,
this is the Jets.
Almost,
this is your time.
I want to win this, and I don't care what happens afterwards.
So 2-14 is okay with you?
Well, I just want to win this game.
So you're like the old school
right.
Red Sox fan who wanted
would
to just beat
traded,
the Yankees
would
and nobody
you have
else.
Traded a regular season win
Who
last
allowed you
year?
To talk? Who said you could talk?
Would you have traded a regular season win last year for a win for a win this week?
Well, that's kind of hard. Yeah, I mean, obviously, yes.
Yes.
Because they didn't have the perfect season. So what's the big deal? But, yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Two-gender.
Yeah. I would definitely trade a win last year
All right,
for,
now
a
shut
win,
your mic off.
For a win Sunday. No doubt about it. Mike's here. Dan Two-Gender's eating. Gary's in the booth. Paul will be here later, as well as Eric, with an update from practice. Randy Moss and Wes Welker were not at practice yesterday, but they were Jabbar Gaffney.
Welker was out there.
But they were later, so they had limited participation in practice.
And they were both in the locker room when we saw them.
Right, so I assume they're going to be out there today, but we'll get that update from Eric when he gets here. Today is picks day, so at 1 o'clock we'll be doing picks. And Paul has the notepad, so we have to wait for him to get here to see how we did last year.
I think we should try to do those pretty quickly. I think we should look for under a half hour for picks.
Yeah, that was a long extension
last
week.
Only have 3 days a week now, I don't think we want to be a whole hour, really, on picks.
Okay.
As quick as possible.
That's fine. I mean, I don't think I spend a lot of time talking about
it. Especially this week, where there's so much going on.
Hey, look, Dan Copen is a tax attorney now. That's unbelievable.
It does kind of look like
the guy on TV. It looks like that.
Tax masters.
All right. What else do we have? Anything? No Belichick today.
No
right?
Belichick. The new schedule.
This is different. Usually on Thursday he would do a press conference. This week, year he's not. Okay. He's doing one on Tuesday instead. But there was open locker room.
Patriots have laid down the gauntlet. Randy Moss said it yesterday, and the players agreed with it today. Still the team to beat in the AFC East.
Okay. You like that kind of talk coming out of the locker room?
Yeah. Regardless of anything. I mean,
you have to feel that way.
Certainly.
Otherwise, you just give up. Yeah.
I mean, week 14, you might want to change your tune if you're getting killed. But as of right now, they're the team to beat.
Okay.
Your whole thing. You want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, one of the main men is in a hospital bed. And, Freddie, that's the big news. ACL, MCL.
Well, it's a report. I mean, I don't know. We all have.
Does no one believe any reports anymore?
No, I don't.
The Boston Herald.
Do we not remember what happened with Teddy Bruschi and all the reports that came out before we actually knew what happened to him? I mean, it was everything from a heart attack to a hole in the heart.
This thing is a
you know to all kinds of stuff until we actually found out what happened. So no, I don't believe these medical reports until I hear it. You know, from someone who's on the scene. I don't.
But you're never going to know then.
Well, we might. Teddy Bruschi came out and said what happened. We might.
Tom Brady's not going to come out and say
I don't know. But I look, it might be an ACL and an MCL, but I'm not taking that for granted.
Taking it at its face value that the Boston
Globe is this report right,
right
now.
That's all we have.
So taking it at its face value and assuming that Shira Springer has good medical sources or somebody, whatever, it's good news. It's the best you could have hoped for in this situation.
Is it?
Yes. No question.
Okay.
Based on the way
he was cartilage
hit,
damage?
That could come later. They can find things anytime they open you up and all of a sudden there's issues, but this is the best you could have asked for. This was not a Carson Palmer career-threatening injury where things were shredded and kneecaps were dislocated and all this. It was the ACL, MCL, which the way the knee was hit was pretty much what we expected, at least that and then some, and you didn't get the and then some. So I think it's great news. Now, if you don't want to believe it, I'm trying to be positive.
I'm not sold on it. I don't know. It could be less. It could be worse. I'm not.
It's no less.
I mean, how many times have we seen these medical things and it's just not accurate? You know?
I don't know.
A lot. You know?
I'm not even going to bother getting into it again with Andy. We already had this discussion.
Yeah, Bert Breer from the Sporting News had to bitch slap our boy over.
Nobody got bitch slapped, first of all.
All right, tell me what happened.
That's a falsification.
You bitch slapped.
Tell me what happened.
I'm just going back to Andy's assumption that everything's fine and he's on a bounce back 100% and that it's a complete guarantee.
It's a dime a dozen major, quote-unquote, knee injury.
If it is what they say it is.
Well, that's all we have to work with. They tell us that about Tommy John surgery, too, and a lot of pitchers still don't come back 100% from Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John is far more serious than this. They've mastered
that has been labeled as run of the mill now.
But see, this is where
everybody gets that surgery,
like,
and it's okay.
And
this is where I side with Belichick. Among
do your research.
Things, is that these medical things? Everybody's different. I mean, there's
exactly.
no injury.
Everybody's body
exactly
reacts different.
And I know all the when you go have surgery, they make you sign a thing that says any surgery that involves anesthesia comes with a threat of death. You might not wake up, but they've mastered it to the 90X% that if you have the anesthesia, assuming there's no complications, you're going to wake up. This ACL has now become where most of them, 9 to whatever the percentage is, have full recovery relatively quickly. They've mastered it. They've moved on.
Okay. Well, let's hope.
Are we talking athletes or just normal human beings?
Like,
the full recovery for somebody who does nothing but just walk around his living room is different than the full recovery for somebody who's on a quarterback, a team to the Super Bowl.
But so's the treatment. Yeah, Rodney had a more serious knee injury.
But that's Rodney. Not everybody is the same.
Yeah, a guy who was much older.
It's irrelevant. It's completely
but
irrelevant, and there
See,
are no guarantees.
What you're missing is...
It is irrelevant, because it's a different person.
It's reached the point where it's 95 out of 100 have a full, simple recovery.
And what if he's one of those five?
Then what if he's one of the five that a bus drops out of the sky and lands on him? We're screwed. I go with percentages and high percentages. And the high percentages are with Tom Brady, making a full and quick comeback.
I'll still take that over-under bet with you, by the way.
Fine.
35 touchdowns 35 next year. Over or under.
Next year, Tom Brady.
Well, what happened with Brett Breer?
Nothing. He just sided with Andy and made stupid potty humor jokes like Andy
does. He told Mike
that
he might want to study up on knee injuries since they're kind of a big part of his job in football and sports.
And I said, when I report on a knee injury, I will study on it. I have not reported on a knee injury. No, I'm not. I'm reporting on the reaction to the knee injury.
No, but that's the
that's
top
my
of the
poll
week.
Story
your
assignment.
Job right here is to discuss Tom Brady's knee.
Well, can I borrow your medical encyclopedia, Dr. Hart?
No. I just, you know, when I do my job.
You borrow his Urban Dictionary.
I mean, I've never actually.
Now I don't do my job.
I've never actually completed a touchdown pass in the NFL, but occasionally I have to write about them, so I feel like I need to know how
that's
they work.
That's what it's come down to. Mike doesn't do his job now.
Alex from New Jersey says, I was watching the NFL channel yesterday, and I heard them say that Tom will wait a month before surgery. Well, why wait a month when you can have the surgery sooner and be back on the field practicing sooner?
That's another aspect that they've mastered. They have to wait for the swelling to go down and the MCL to partially. The MCL, for some reason, this is an answer I don't have. Dr. Parenti over there.
I'm not the one pretending
the
to play
God. The MCL repairs itself. It heals naturally. They don't surgically repair it. And they wait for the swelling to go down and the MCL to at least partially repair itself before they do the ACL surgery.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So he'll wait, he'll have that, and move on.
Let's hope everything turns out all right. But now we have to focus on what we have, which is the game coming up against the New York Jets. And has the point spread moved at all?
I don't know.
Wasn't it a one-point movement?
I heard it was going
at the beginning of the week.
The New England money was coming in, and I heard it shifted a little bit.
I don't follow gambling.
You should do your job. It's a big part of the NFL.
I think Roger Goodell told me not to study gambling.
Oh, okay.
What is the spread, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
It was 3.5, and I thought it was now moved to like 2.5 or something like that. I don't know. Paul will have all that information when he gets here.
He's from Everett.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We got picks coming up. And who brought us lunch today? Chris with a T-I-A-N? Oh, it doesn't mention it in here. Well, we want to thank Chris with a T-I-A-N for buying us lunch today from Papa
Gino's. We love you.
It was excellent. Dan Tuja, you already ate that sandwich? Wow. For a skinny guy, you eat fast.
He's in Paul's seat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all we got to do is move Paul out of that
Somebody
chair?
Came over me.
I know. I've been so fat.
I've never seen food tomorrow. Disappear faster than when it's in front of Paul.
Put him in Eric's seat.
I mean, you eat a lot of it, but he eats fast.
Yeah.
I think that he and his brother used to have, like, fights over the last, you know, baked potato or something.
They just put out one chicken parm and said, whoever gets it.
Right. That's why he eats fast. But, my God. Anyway, Chris says, Christian, I forgot to mention my experience at the Razor on Sunday. And since he gave us food, we'll read his email.
And since he gave us food, you actually said Christian.
Yes.
Or did you just slip?
No, I just didn't want to leave it at Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, because he doesn't like Chris. Apparently.
You've turned over a new leaf.
I don't know why. It's a perfectly nice name.
Why don't you like Fred?
Andrew.
I never object to people calling me Fred.
You said you don't really like it, and that's where we got the whole Jake Steele thing.
I accept it.
But you don't really like it.
I think Fred is kind of like everybody has a guy next door named Fred.
You want to take that, Fred?
You know? It's like the guy that lives next door with the chainsaw that's always breaking.
Oh, that Barney Rubble.
You know, he borrowed your power drill like a year ago, and he's never returned
it. Sounds like you're describing yourself.
Right.
You've got some secrets, don't you?
Yeah.
The guy that buys a juicer and never uses it.
He says juice? I don't use it.
Did you have juice this
morning?
I'm
going to put you in that juicer.
Did you have juice this morning?
No.
Used it one day, so now it's 2 days not using
it.
One day,
I'm telling you, it's a big deal.
It's tough to take that fruit out of the refrigerator.
You're not
going to
do it. You're not going to take the half hour.
I'll do it. It's good stuff. The juice is good.
Does it last?
What do you mean? Does it last?
Like if you did like a gallon of juice, would it last you a week? Or
well, it'll last. But the problem, the nutrients, the longer you know, the less fresh it is, the less nutrients and benefits you get from it. So you either drink it right away or you freeze it.
Who had 12:22 on the over?
You don't have any preservatives in there either, though.
No
preservatives. So you can't just leave it in the refrigerator for like 2 weeks.
That's right.
Like if you bought cranberry juice at the market.
Right, which is another reason why he's not going to use it.
Why don't you bring it in here? We can make juice during the
show. Seriously, bring that juicer in here.
No, you have to clean it after.
It's just going to punch you.
It's a mess. You have to, as soon as you're done, you have to clean the
damn
thing.
That's my point. It takes a long time. The juice doesn't last. You have to clean it. It's a lot of, you're not going to use it.
Wow, Poppy Harlow on CNN is pretty hot. Is that Poppy Harlow? What kind of
Poppy Harlow?
All right, let's get back to Christian's email here. He went to the Gillette Stadium, and he wants to tell us about his experience. So the negatives, unfortunately, were the fans in my section. Two women who were only concerned with inviting people back to their tailgating stop. Four 50-something men, two wearing Bledsoe jerseys, older than me.
Paul?
complaining that they stopped serving beer midway through the third quarter and that their buzz was wearing off. Positives. Fortunately, the fans in my section with his wife actually talking football and paying attention to the game, high-fiving with him and cheering, especially on the last drive, was great and made the day. First-class facility all the way around. What a stadium. Patriot Place is a must-see for any person and quite a treat for any fan. CBS Scene and the Pro Shop were my favorites and the most impressive. Overall, a positive experience and worth the price of admission. So, there you go. That's good. Good
stuff. I'm glad he enjoyed it.
More and more stuff is opening up every day at Patriot Place.
Yeah, when does Qdoba open up?
Qdoba. I don't know. Not sure.
How did the Scene do this weekend?
Don't know. I would imagine it was booming. It'll be interesting.
Well, it was the only place open Saturday when I came down, so it had to be booming.
This Saturday or Sunday will be a good test. When the Patriots are on the road, how many people come and choose to watch the game there?
If you live in the proximity, why not?
Yeah.
I went there after the game Sunday. It was packed.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, remember it was hopping when we left. Actually, Mike, we could
actually
hear it
was. You could see the lights and everything, and there were a lot of people out there.
That was like
I came down the day before, and it was only open to the VIP. And Red Robin was the only place open, and people were spilling out of Red Robin.
Yeah, that place is it's like no one. They never had a burger joint in Metro
West.
Well,
it's hard to not leave there because it takes you 30 minutes to get a sandwich. But whatever. I digress.
All right.
Mr. Negativity checking in again.
I had to get that out since I'm on a roll today.
Any other NFL or Patriots news we want to get to before we get to phone calls and emails? A lot of injuries. A lot of guys injured.
Yeah, I saw Ross Tucker. You know, the guy who used to be here. Now he's a Sports Illustrated columnist.
Yeah.
Well, his column was about the Patriots, actually, that I read, talking about how we're going to get the answer to the age-old question, how much was Brady, how much was Belichick. He said he even wondered it when he, was sort of here, what would Belichick's system. And he says they have the best organization. He praises Pioli and Belichick, but how good would it be without Brady? And he talks about that. We're going to maybe find that out. But he also had a thing. He's working for a Sirius, I think, your guys.
Yeah.
And he watched the games this weekend all at once in some war room type thing with DirecTV.
You can't watch. So that's DirecTV.
No, but because he's on Sirius, he was at their place.
Oh, I see.
Watching in a place where they were. And he said he never realized how many injuries there are in the NFL. Because even playing, you see one guy limp off or two. But watching all the games at once and seeing how many games stop because this guy's getting helped off, this guy's. He said it's really amazing how many injuries there are, and he never really even understood it as a player.
Have you read Peter King yet from this week about all the injuries and how he's now making a plea that you cannot
increase the number
of games.
Season?
I don't see the correlation there, to be honest with you.
Well, it's two extra games that you get hurt.
Guys had a full preseason and you still had all these injuries.
What you might have to do is shorten
the preparation time. Isn't that going
to
increase?
Well, what you might have to do, I think they're not going to be able to shorten the preparation time. I think they're going to expand that, maybe. And I think they're going to have to expand the rosters.
Could be a valid point.
So
I kind of side with Bill during training camp when he said, when do you prepare young players? How do you get young players up to speed if you don't have those games?
You're going
to
have
to
have
a point. You really don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, a lot of teams, we did it in the past when Brian Collins, we had the Giants up and we did the scrimmage against the Giants. We're going to have to do more of those.
Yeah, it's probably a better way than just having
those
regular 11-on-11s.
They always end with
fights. You guys like fights. You guys like Rabel pushing Castle, so why not have more fights?
It's also cool if you do,
I like fights.
You do that and you allow fans to come for free.
Yeah.
That makes training camp that much more valuable. For the fans, too.
And you can kind of tailor those more because the coaches generally
share
cards and scripts so you know what you want to see, what the other guy – you tell the other guy what he's going to see, all that. So
Yep. So
there certainly will be more of that if they get rid of preseason games.
But I think they should explore that, reducing the preseason and, increasing the season.
But you're always going to have injuries.
I know.
How many guys have we seen out on the practice fields go down to season-ending injuries? We've seen a number of guys over training
camps. It's not
just
all game-related.
So unless you're going to take the physical nature out of the game, there's always going to be the injuries.
It's part of the game.
It's a good part of the game.
Defensive lineman for the Colts being arrested for marijuana and being cut. I guess he had a history that they were aware of, and he was on a short leash.
You got to praise your Colts for this.
Yeah, sure. You never saw that before, Andy?
No, that he just put up. Show Fred that.
Oh.
Thank God this is not simulcast on television.
Wagon rut.
All right, Gary walking around with dirty pictures. on the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
Anthony!
Pretty good. I had a question. I call up very early because I've been thinking and throwing this around in my head. Of course, it's a topic about Castle. Let's just say he's on the last year of his contract, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think he could earn? Let's just say he has a above-average season. And do you think the Patriots would consider putting the franchise tag on him and letting him go and getting maybe a draft pick? Would he earn that? I'm just wondering what the tiers would be. You know, would he earn a what would he have to do to get a transition tag or a franchise tag?
Well, I don't think he'll get a franchise tag because then no team is going to give up the first-round picks to get him.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would happen.
Because he's not going to average among the top five.
And when you issue a franchise tag offer to a player, when you place that on him, he can sign that immediately.
Right.
Meaning Matt Castle could immediately sign that tender for whatever it is, $10 million for next year. And he's now your $10 million backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So they
you're really outbidding yourself for his services if you really want him that badly. You don't really have to go
No
that
one's
far.
Paying Matt Castle $10 million a year.
Yeah.
He'd have to win the Super Bowl, and even then he wouldn't get $10 million a year.
The transition, I guess, maybe you'd consider, but you're still talking about a huge number that he could sign immediately. For quarterbacks, the top 10 salaries are equally as impressive almost as the top five. You're still talking about a huge transition number. So I don't see that happening.
One of those happening.
No,
the reason why I ask it, because it's like, what if he has a pretty decent year and he's on the last year of his contract? Then we get nothing for him?
Yeah, I think that's how it plays out.
That's
because somebody's going to toss him a little bit of money to come try to win a starting job. You're not going to throw any money at him, really.
No, you've got your third-round pick in Kevin O'Connell being groomed as the backup, so this would be a good transition for him if Castle wants to explore other options, and he has every right to do so, and it would be in the Patriots' best interest to let him do that.
If Castle plays really well, he's gone. If he plays really poorly, he's gone. If he middles, then he might still be here because he might not get any offers and you might just bring him back to battle O'Connell for the two job in the future. But on either end of the spectrum, in all likelihood, he's in his last season here and it'll be a starting season.
That's a bummer. I was hoping we'd at least get something for him.
Everybody wanted to cut him a month ago. Now everybody wants to try to find ways to keep him.
I know, Andy. I'm just looking at the bright side. I'm just saying if he does well, can we get something for him? Because obviously he's not going to replace Brady, but I was just hoping maybe one of those tags you'd be able to get something. Hey, can they throw the tag on him on speculation? Hey, we're going to trade you maybe for something less? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can try to play that game, but you still could end up with Matt Castle signs the franchise tag and he's your $10 million backup quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the risk.
So highest point you're thinking if is
maybe
a transition tag.
I don't think they would even transition him. I think he's done. I think at the end of this year, he's gone.
All right. That was pretty much my question. Thank you again.
Sorry to rain on your parade, but that's what I do here. Or it's what I used to do until Mike came aboard. Now he's Captain Negativity.
I'm Mr. Negativity today.
Anthony,
you want to be Mr. or Captain? I want to be consistent moving forward.
Captain.
Captain Negativity.
Okay. Anthony in Naples.
Speaking of negativity.
Paul's
here. Paulie.
Mayo.
Mayo. You got any mayo on that sub? Mayo.
Can you rescue me, Paulie?
That's what the chairs.
What do I need to rescue from?
I'm getting bombarded.
Well,
what happened?
One more. Howard, John writes in, and he says, Mike, defend this. Mike, it is a Patriot show. Defend the people who are happy that Brady got hurt, and you will find an argument. Besides, the people in this link do not deserve to be defended. And then he goes to some bulletin board on ChiefsPlanet.com.
You were defending the people that...
No, this is a tangent argument.
I don't know where this is coming,
this is coming from.
He said, I've said for years that Jeter is the one Yankee I would like to see in a Red Sox uniform. I like him, and I like the way he plays. With that being said, Jeter swallows until he is a Red Sox.
Wait a minute. If you're saying I'm defending the T-shirt people, I pretty much condemned all of them.
However,
while admitting you had T-shirts of that elk.
Yeah, when I was like 15.
However, if I was injured, I would not celebrate. If he was injured, I would not celebrate the fact that he got injured, even if it worked out to my benefit. I may be happy about it, but I would not be wearing a T-shirt with a line through Jester's number. By the way, the fact that Jeter swallows has nothing to do with AIDS. Your argument fell apart when you did that. So
I did not make that argument.
I know, but that's what people do.
But yeah, just not let facts stand in the way of a good, stupid email. Great.
Speaking of facts not standing in the way, I'm going to have to read this.
So Jeter likes Diet Pepsi, huh?
I'm going to have to read this and then defend Paul.
Jeter takes it in the can?
What did I do now?
No, William writes in.
Did I miss anything
we
good
can't
today,
say
by
that?
The way?
Not yet. Well, we did have a big argument.
Well, not so much with the show, but like locker room, any news, anything.
Well, Andy
like
that. Had an
that was the big argument.
Andy had an
I
observation
had the audacity to say
and
I
then,
liked how
and
Castle
then they
handled himself.
Well, why don't you tell?
No,
Paul
it became
about
like this glowing
no,
endorsement see, because
he's
handled
pulling
himself
an Andy
well
Hart
in front
right
of the
here.
Crowd.
He's saying because I liked how he handled himself, I said, "Well, they don't need Brady anymore. He did a fine job in the locker room."
Well, that's where it's headed, Paul.
I was
it's going in that direction.
No, that you're the only one who led it there. That's
the
problem.
The reaching that's been going on this week is getting a little out of control.
The only one who led it there was Captain Negativity over here.
No, that's
here.
Two of you. That's
all right,
why.
Now that was a perfect 30 seconds because you encapsulated why Mike is under siege. Because you made the cardinal mistake, my friend, that I make, you know, probably once a week.
What, being rational?
No.
You no one will ever accuse you of being
listen,
rational.
On this show, you can't ever speak negatively about the fans. Fred puts those words in my mouth for me every week, and I get bombarded.
I'm not speaking negatively about fans.
But you're saying the reach? You just used the word the reach.
The
fans are trying to make
It's
this
not all fans. It's on other outlets. It's on other media outlets.
First of all,
let me
go
there.
Forget
first
the media.
Of all, I hope you're not listening to WEEI in Boston.
Right.
Oh, God. I was listening to that on the ride home.
That makes Fred sick.
But am I right? But am I right?
That's the litmus test is it makes Fred sick.
Right. Mr. Pro Patriot Rosie's sunglasses.
Now you know where I'm coming from. And then I hear it here, and I start to get a little nervous.
This one guy called up. I kid you not.
You hear what you want to hear.
This must have been between around 5:30, guy calls up and starts saying that, you know, Brady was a system quarterback, you know.
I heard that too.
He, system blah, blah, blah. Oh. And then so then Shepard says, well, what
good
about
news
Peyton Manning?
Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
What do you consider Peyton Manning? And he goes, well, Peyton Manning has a better head on his shoulders. He's smarter. Brady's not smart. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is just ridiculous, you know.
That's what I was hearing yesterday, and now I come in here today and I hear...
That's the host, I have a problem.
Well, I got good news. Matt Castle handled himself well in front of the media and didn't piss himself in front of the crowd.
No, but I think you took that...
He
did.
A different
but
way
Mike,
that
what,
he does yeah. what he does.
Mike, what you did is you coupled that with all, the,
you, right?
with all the idiots
well,
that saying
true.
That anybody can do what Tom Brady
well, I did. Hear,
did.
Oh,
I
mean, I'm not
was that
making
Anthony,
that connection.
Was that Anthony on the phone? Because I couldn't hear the phone
yeah,
call.
Yeah, that was Anthony.
I could only hear you guys responding to him. But, I mean, if we're talking even...
He wasn't really
on a possible level.
No, he was okay.
He was seeking ways in which it, say things
they
go out
him.
Rosy. That well, not even that they could keep him, but
get
they could
something
get something
for him.
For him.
Yeah. Well, I think the way that you described
but really
it is,
isn't.
Yeah, the way you described it is perfect. Because if he does well, he's gone. If he does poorly, he's gone. The only way that they could keep him is if he had, you know, a few games like he did on Sunday. They win a few of those. They lose a few of those. And they say, well, he's not a bad backup, and no one's really interested in him.
He's Billy Volek.
O'Connell's not quite ready. And,
you know?
Come compete.
So maybe you just come back and compete. I don't think there's much of a chance that he's a Patriot next year because I think it would cost too much money to keep him if he really did well, and he's not worth keeping if he doesn't do well.
And certainly with O'Connell here. I mean, they
that's
use a third-round pick.
Yeah, that's why.
Where are you going? Why are you moving the big soda bottle, Gary?
You can't use it. You have to have them filled with water.
That hole is too small for me.
There's this big plastic replica soda bottle with a hole.
I can't fit it in
that
hole.
You're supposed to recycle things in here. Andy's going to start chucking empty bottles, and they're going to rebound off that hit in the back of the head.
Well, that's how Gary wants it.
You have to remove the plastic cover over the hole to be able to get it in from here. You can't do it this way.
Oh, no. If you leave a little liquid in the bottle, you weight it down, you can get it through there.
You haven't yet.
Well, that's because I haven't hit it dead on yet.
Well, you got to get a spiral going. You can't have it be a duck or it won't fit in the hole.
I actually think you need to catch the rotation the right way.
Have we gotten to the point where I can tell the story about the more than semi-hot mom at Will's preschool?
Let's hear it.
Wow. Paul just came from Will's first day at school. Okay.
Yeah. He's going to be doing all right for himself if that mom picks up her daughter every week.
Really? You're going to be driving him to
Paul's
school?
Paul's volunteering to pick up the kids every day now?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, right smack dab in the middle of the season.
Wow, so she was really hot?
I wouldn't say really hot, but, you know, for a preschool mom. You know,
what made her hot? What she
top
looked
shelf.
Like?
Well, the thong
I don't think,
that she
I don't
was
think kids in preschool should be mothers.
So she's a hooah.
The thong that she was wearing was sort of intriguing.
She was
Mike.
What?
What?
Why are you looking at me, Paul? What did I do?
I think you would have been interested.
Oh, probably. Why was
how
she,
old
was she? 19?
Mike, are you a thong man?
Yeah.
You like thongs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She
yeah.
couldn't. Well, she was probably in
thongs
her early 30s.
Nah, that's
say.
Too old.
Oh, sorry. It's too old for the 30-year-old.
She was pretty
29.
Hot.
29. A-hole.
She was pretty hot.
But, all right.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an emotional morning.
Yeah?
From me.
After yeah. you saw the yeah. thong.
I was
yeah.
going to say, yeah.
that brightened my spirits.
Brought tears to my eyes.
Wing. So it was fun, though.
It was fun? Yeah. Good. Okay. Now, is this preschool? What is this?
Preschool.
Preschool.
Nothing. Nothing big.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Half day or full day?
No, 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay.
So half it's a full day if you compare it to Paul's work day.
Well, that's true.
You have to leave yet? Don't you leave early on Thursdays?
I leave at 4 o'clock.
Can you make it to the end of the show?
The guy shows up at 1 and he's questioning
one
me.
Day because my kid had orientation at preschool. One day.
Because you were checking out some 30-year-olds.
And it was 10 past 12, by the way, not 1.
Okay.
Yeah, it says 25 of 1 now.
I don't think so.
I can read the clock.
All right, I'm going to read this email, then I'm going to defend Paul. William says, for the one saying no one is calling a New England demise, from Yahoo's Pick'em, straight up, no spread, 57% say the Jets will win, 43% say the Patriots will win.
I agree.
Yes, 43% still pick New England. More than half picked the team that was 4-12 last year. And beat the team
last
that
year's
was,
last year.
It's not last year.
For you non-Fred saying good luck finding anyone that does not think the Patriots are done, open your frickin' eyes already. Okay, Paul, you can tell me my eyes are wrong now. But I think, Paul, you were talking about media people. I think this...
Again, I can't really control what every fan thinks.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fan poll to me.
Right. So you're saying that good luck finding media people that are going to say the Patriots
I didn't say
are
good
done.
Luck finding them. I said I was pleasantly surprised that as many national... guys on Monday were saying this is far from over. The Patriots have far too much talent. The coach is too good. They have plenty of ways to find ways to run the ball, play defense, and win games.
Now,
I was pleasantly surprised by that.
How much you want to bet, though, if the Patriots lose two or three games in a row?
Then they were wrong, and they have to change their opinions.
But they won't say that. They'll say, well, you know, of course they're not. You know, they won't say, oh, I was wrong. They'll say, well, of course, without Brady, they couldn't, you know.
Right, but that, but they'll have been wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, they all think that there's plenty to still play for. I shouldn't say they all, but the vast majority. I wrote them down. The guys that Mike Ditka said right. there was too much talent to write this team off. Trent Dilfer was most positive. He said 10 wins is a lock.
Well, he was looking for a job.
And they're going to be a team that absolutely nobody wants to play in the playoffs, and they will win a playoff game. Unequivocally said they will win a game in the playoffs. Merrill Hodge said with Maroney and Morris, there's too much with the running game. They can get by with that. Steve Mariucci, again, with the Belichick, kind of echoing what Mike Ditka said. Too much talent. Belichick is too good of a coach to say that, meaning that the season is over. The only one, and like I said, that I saw on Monday, I'm not saying he's the only one that doubts them, but he's the only one that I saw on Monday, and it was more of a theatrical show, was Dion, who said, stick a fork in them, they're done. And as Andy pointed out, 10 minutes later, picked the Patriots to beat the Jets on Sunday.
There's been more talk about and I don't the think, challenge in general, not necessarily picking yes or no.
I just thought that was a pleasant surprise. I was anticipating a lot more negativity than I got on Monday.
From the media.
From the media.
Right. I think fans.
The fans around here, forget about it. No fan thinks they're going to win less than 12 games.
Well,
if you listen to the people.
Unless you had asked them when they before when they had Brady as quarterback. Then we got all those emails after the preseason that said 10-6.
But I think the fans from other teams think the Patriots are done.
Of course, because they want them to be done.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's what thinking is. With your heart.
Right.
That's all it is, Fred.
I liked Logan Mankin's quote saying, what did he say? People are sick of seeing us win, but we kind of like it, so we're not going to stop or something.
Right. Too bad. Todd writes in, before the season started, we like to play the game, predict the Patriots' record. Since Brady's gone, now we have a whole new ball game. What are your predictions? I say 13-3. And P.S. If Paul is talking today, I want an honest answer. My BS detector is on and waiting for his answer. Uh-oh.
Paul's been put on the spot.
Wow. Paul's got a mouthful of food, so he can't talk. I'm saying 11-5.
10-6.
10-6. Mike's not answering. Wow. You can say no one's going to get fired if you say what you think.
8 or 9 wins.
8 or 9 wins. Okay.
I had him at 13-3.
That's what I had. Yeah. I dropped him three wins because of this.
I don't think losing Brady is only a 4-win swing.
Okay.
Personally.
I just think they find different ways to win. You know? And that's what coaching is about and player accountability is about. You know, you coach with what you have and you figure out how to win with what you have.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna
When
have
you had
to
Tom Brady, you didn't have to figure out it that hard because you knew. Now you have to figure it out a little bit more strategy.
Yeah, how did Moss put it? The margin for margin of error is a lot smaller.
Yeah, it is. It is. You can't, you know, next week if Moss and Welker fumble in the first half to stop drives, you're probably going to lose that game or at least go to the halftime locker room losing, you know. They didn't last week, you know, for whatever reason. They're playing the Chiefs.
Well, that's probably a big reason why. Yeah.
But you can't do that going forward. You know, you can't have your two best receivers fumbling after the catch.
No, and you can't give up 68-yard catches and take bad routes on the game-ending drive.
You're not
going
to be able to do
that. Have first and goal at the five and expect to get out of it every time.
Because you're not going to have Tom Brady to bail you out in the last 2 minutes.
Or Dwayne Bowe.
That's just a fact. You know, that's just a fact.
I agree.
It's not a fun fact.
It's not so fun fact. Paul never made his.
Well, Paul thinks 4-12. I'll say it for him.
Here we go.
It's just a fun fact.
I love that soundbite.
Paul is just, you know.
I did not say 4-12.
No, I said it for you.
I know. I never said that, though.
No, I know you didn't.
Now everybody thinks that I did.
Well, what are you going to say then? 5-11. 6-10.
7-9, 8-8.
7-9, 8-8. Okay. All right. Does that get Matt Castle any money from somewhere?
If everything goes right, 8-8.
If he wins 8 games?
Well, it depends.
Well, it depends. Those wins and losses may not be solely dependent on him.
Right.
The defense could just flat out stink, and he plays well, and he can still get his money. So it's not.
Or Lawrence Maroney could rush for 4,000 yards.
You know, yeah, it's like a starting pitcher is not going to get his money if he wins 20 games. It'll be based on his other noteworthy statistics and how he actually pitches.
Let's use a hypothetical off the one game that we saw. Okay, what if, as Mike said, Dwayne Bowe doesn't drop the touchdown. 17-17. Kansas City wins the toss overtime, goes down and kicks the field goal, wins 20-17. What if that happens 8 times? And that's how they lose their 8 games.
I think that
certainly couldn't blame Castle for
that. No, exactly. Not at all. Yeah.
Well, although you could make a point that some of those drives that weren't sustained in the fourth quarter and their inability to run out the clock was a fact of why they got the ball.
You could.
So there are so many things going to play into
right.
it.
Right.
But I'm saying
he's not going to get his money
based on
the win-loss record.
Based on the way he played, 13 for 18 for whatever many yards.
156.
In a touchdown. No mistakes.
Played fine.
No turnovers.
He was fine.
You know, is that good enough to get him some money? I don't know.
He'll have to have some better performances than that.
I think someone will pay him some money if he plays more often than not like he did on Sunday.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think somebody will sign him just because of the theory fans are using. Bill Belichick liked him. I think there's enough bad coaches and GM guys in this league that say, if Bill Belichick saw something, we'll give him a chance.
I heard that about 55 more times yesterday.
Well, that's why every guy that gets cut here doesn't get picked up, right? Supposedly.
It's true.
John in Palm Bay is on the phone. John, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Johnny!
Hey, I got two quick questions for you. The first is, have you guys heard anything about Tom Brady being interested or asked to do pregame shows for CBS or ESPN?
I haven't heard that,
and I don't think he would.
Not a good look.
All right.
And the second question is, I heard something on a blog site that kind of interests me, that if Castle doesn't do that good, there's a possibility the Patriots might look at talking Bledsoe coming back.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that at all. I mean, who wrote the blog for you know?
It was somebody on the NFL site.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It wasn't me.
Speculation.
Yeah. NFL site?
I don't think Drew would want to come back. I don't really think they would want
him back. Yeah, I actually saw Drew, you know, when he was here, and he actually looks thinner and smaller than he did when he was playing. I mean, he's not in football shape.
Maybe he's like you. He's off the juice.
Maybe. But it would take him quite a while to get back into form. So I there's no way. No
the
way.
Blues? They're saying Drew. They love me everywhere I go.
No way.
Okay.
You can rule that one out.
And my last question is, they brought Gutierrez back into reserve. Did he just not have the room on the active roster to?
He's on the practice squad.
Practice squad. Yeah.
Practice squad. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think they saw the value in putting him on the active roster right now. But you have him working in the system, so he's that much more ready to go if something happens.
Did O'Connell move up?
He's always been on the active roster.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's my bad.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, John.
All right.
I actually think that's the perfect way to do, especially when you have young quarterbacks.
Sure.
And you have that option. I mean, obviously, you don't always have an option to put a backup on the practice squad. But I think two quarterbacks on your active roster is the way to go. You know,
sure.
You save that spot in the 53-man roster for someone else.
CJ like Jones.
That. I like that that philosophy. And if something happens, you already have a guy in your system that you can just elevate and make your backup.
Kalib in Tampa.
Are you kidding me?
What?
The most memorable image of the week, Brady won on whatever this is, SportsCenter or something, 49%. But 38% was Federer U.S. Open. Come on.
Well.
Not even close.
It might have been a good image.
Did you see who he beat? He beat some guy I never heard of. No.
Well, how many tennis players do you know?
Once you get beyond Nadal, is there anyone else?
Right. But that's my point. But that's my point. If he had like had this great match against Nadal, then okay. But it was like Andy Murphy or something. Or
there's some good tennis players out there.
Yeah, no one cares about him. That's my point.
How from Scotland, right?
Who's the 38% of the people that voted for that?
I don't know.
I thought the NFL was the biggest sport on the planet.
Kalib in Tampa says, all of this is happening. It reminds me of the quote from Oliver Goldsmith. Quote, our greatest glory consists not in never falling, but in rising after every fall. Now it's Castle's turn to prove why Mr. Bill kept him around for so long and never cut him. I have faith in Bill and the rest of the team, and I think that they will pull together through this and prove that they are not overrated, not a bunch of people who can't win without cheating, and not that just not a team that just depends on one player. I'm still on the embrace the hate in 08. Keep up the great work.
Except there's no hate.
What was it?
Brady will be nothing fine
but,
in 09.
Nothing but bouquets.
From
you. A lot of hate coming from Captain Negativity.
There's a little animosity when I was gone, evidently, Fred.
No. Well,
that surprises me more so than the national guys.
No, it was a nice. Usually, right off the good.
It was
a ding good
ding, and they came out swinging.
Well, so we actually started in the locker room. That's why.
Yeah.
Usually, I
when
start
Bert
that.
When Bert Breer was on my side, and we were tag teaming him.
Andy claims that Bert Breer slapped.
He slapped you around.
Bert Breer didn't say jack squat.
He told you, Mike, knee injuries might be part of the NFL. You might want to study up on him.
No, because I didn't.
He was condescending.
No, because I didn't break out my medical dictionary and dissect the cadaver last night.
Nah.
That now I'm still not, you know, I have no reason to speak or no right to speak on knee injuries.
What did it was good.
Because Andy's an
was
a-hole.
Was he talking about the zero technique? And
didn't take you long to
gap?
Figure that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we were comparing Ted Washington to Chris Jenkins. That's why.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear you pull that one out in the locker
out of your
room.
Ass.
That's why it was a bitch slapping and not a fight.
Yeah, well, I didn't think of it till then.
I would have if I'd thought of it.
If I thought of it, then I would have said it.
Let's see. Reed says, it's Reed from the Cape.
Hey,
last Friday, my dad surprised me with tickets to the home opener. It was my first game, and then Tom effing got hurt. But it was still fun, and the end of the game was great. On the ride home, my dad turned to me and said, I might have just seen Tom Brady's last game. I hope for his sake it's not, but didn't Robert Edwards tear both his ACL and MCL?
And everything else.
Quick question.
Had artery damage and everything else.
His was way
nerve,
beyond that.
Artery.
I read a little about Carson Palmer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Yeah. I Googled it.
So it was a little bit more. It was a little bit more because he had some artery damage.
And he had a dislocated kneecap and a shredded MCL instead of a torn one.
Yeah, and the other thing that...
And a doctor saying, quote, career-threatening potentially.
And they took the... They had the surgery like 2 days later.
Well, I think because of all the issues... I think there were more issues involved.
Yeah.
These run-of-the-mill ones like Brady's gut, you just wait for the swelling to go down and do it. I can't bait you
just
in
come
with
back
that.
In 3 weeks. Everything's fine. He'll be doing cartwheels and jumping on the trampoline tomorrow.
Did you see some of that stuff? Because he was here yesterday.
Yeah, Brady was.
I watched it on Channel 7, the only one you could see it.
I was going to say, I saw the video.
Or however they said it a million times.
They go back to the 10-second clip. Back to the anchors, of course, and you know they don't know if it's puffed or stuffed. And one of them says, well, geez, it's a great sign to see him walking around without any crutches. And I'm like,
ridiculous.
I look at Beth and I said, he hasn't even had the surgery
ridiculous.
Yet. What? I mean, do they think he's like
dead?
Can't move? Yeah. I mean, I saw Ronnie Brown blow out his knee last year against the Patriots completely, the whole thing. And he walked off the field.
Right.
And then he had surgery and couldn't move for like 8 months.
People like Mike just don't know.
What don't I know?
Wow, I'll tell you, it's a little refreshing not to be involved, Fred.
These two.
Is this what it's like for everybody else in this show?
I might have to change the seating arrangement and put Eric in Mike's seat and Mike over there so I can have a little separation
this
between
This might
Andy
be the start of a new me. I'm starting to see what I must sound like every week.
Wow.
Great. Now no one's on my side. Thanks, Paul.
I'm not against you in any way, shape, or form.
You are a New York fan.
I'm just talking about the arguing. That's usually me.
Is there any way by the end of the season we can get you to be a Boston fan? Now, I'm not talking about Red Sox. Forget about the Red Sox.
I'm not talking about Patriots.
I don't care about the Red Sox. Just the Patriots and the Celtics.
No, he already had that rant more so than that he likes New York teams is that he hates people that split allegiances
all over
the country.
Remember that rant?
And it's not my job to be a fan.
That's true. That's true. Phil from Austin says, there's a journalistic side to PFW and a cheerleader side, and both are appreciated at certain times. This week, I have enjoyed the rustling sounds of pom-poms in the background as you've been talking a lot of Patriots fans down from the edge. When you think about it, the Patriots could not have picked a better opponent for this week. I hope the Patriots stomp those sniveling rats from that sinkhole in Jersey. I also believe that if Seymour, AD, or Rodney gets a clear shot at the quarterback this week, then Jimmy Hoffa will have a better chance of getting up and walking to the sideline than Brett Favre. Wow.
I think I would have picked to play the Chiefs again. I could pick an opponent. Maybe the Raiders.
I know what he's saying, though, because you don't need any confidence issues that you might have are out the door because, you have the Jets. I mean, that's going to have your full focus.
If you can't get excited about this game, then what did Ted Sarandis say? Then you don't you're not living?
I like the other one, the granddad raking leaves.
No, dad's out raking leaves. Go get him. This one's going to be a dandy.
That one I like.
Keith Jackson. All right. It's 12:54. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Gary.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna here. Let me tell you about the game with the greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching a game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the Game with the Greats on October 5th at Gillette Stadium. Watch the Patriots take on the 49ers in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me and a bunch of other Patriot alumni. Guys like newly inducted Hall of Famer Andre Tippett and Patriots Hall of Famers Ben Coates, Stanley Morgan, Steve Nelson, and Steve Grogan will be there. Tickets are limited because they're only $40. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Rams! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Rams have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Sure, Andy's doing bad on his weekly picks. Maybe he's got something else on his mind. Is that Lori?
Right. My boobs just clouded your judgment. But that sucks. I don't want something to have that much power over me.
Patriots.com radio.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Mike from Montreal says, Mark Schlereth just said the Pats will go 8-8. Jets win the division at 9-7, and the Pats miss the playoffs. So there's one that says
is that Mark Schlereth or Mike Parenti?
Mark Schlereth. He's another anti-Patriot guy.
They all are. Of course. They all are.
Yeah. Yeah, but he really is.
I think he really is.
Him and Hodge, I put in that ex-player.
I think he
specific hate
Marshall
category.
Falk. I think
he's the president and the founding member.
I don't say it doesn't exist. It definitely exists.
No, but those guys.
I just don't think it's as bad as everybody
I have no
else
problem with it
is.
With those guys. They're players.
They're players.
It's like why I root for what's his name, Tommy Heinsohn.
I mean,
I love when he goes.
I watch like Chris Berman talk about like before the season started. He goes, well, we know
he's
they're going to win. We know they're going to win 13 games and be the number one seed. I'm like, we just know that. Like that's a given.
Not okay.
I mean, how
for
do we
him.
Know
he's
that?
Not an ex player.
Mike also says, can Bill make mistakes? You guys were talking about how Belichick kept Rohan Davey and he was a bust. But I have a feeling that if anything happened to Brady at the time, that he would have picked up another QB like Vinny. But I don't think Davey was ever going to be his real option. He
but
would have gone with Heward before Davey.
But he was the number two.
Davey
wait
was,
a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. When Davey was the number two, Heward wasn't here.
Okay.
Davey never beat out Heward to be the number two quarterback.
Okay.
Right? Am I wrong on that?
I don't believe so.
No, you are correct.
Although, wasn't Heward the number three when he earned the game ball for running the Colts offense?
Whatever. In practice? Yeah,
Whatever.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just
Mike says that
maybe
Davey,
I'm wrong on that. Maybe the email is right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mike says that Davey was just a test that went wrong. He never would have said Davey is our man. So the answer is Bill Belichick is still a genius, and he knows we will be okay with Castle. I'm not saying he thinks they will win the Super Bowl, but I think the AFC Championship is a possibility. I could live with that. Who knows? Maybe
I could too.
Who knows? Maybe by then Castle will learn to manage the game, and the secondary will mesh in some miraculous Bill Belichick way. I will never say never, unless of course the Jets lay a beating on us. And hey, Paul, four words: lay off of Fred. The show is all he has. Patriots Today doesn't even want him. Wow,
I love Fred.
Now that's me, Patriots.
Great show. After listening to ESPN, you guys are the voice of reason.
Yeah, I think I may have aired on that one yesterday, Fred. By the way, when I said that Patriots Today didn't want Andy.
Yeah,
I can find no one that can back that claim up.
Really?
I think I just must have dreamed.
He's in spin control.
Kind of like when
they're bad mouthing me, and now they're spinning it.
Kind of like when I had that dream about Joe Giravicious being named the Northeastern football coach,
right?
And Belichick was there at the press conference with all my lives converging at once.
Woman in the thong
not,
there?
Not in a positive way.
We're gonna wait till 1:30 to start the picks and then really do them fast.
Fast. Do it fast.
Do it live.
Dallas and Clinton says, do you feel that now that Brady is out for the season that the early bye week is a good thing? I feel like maybe that'll give them more time to get the timing down before things get out of hand.
Actually, I think it is.
Could
I think
be.
They could use it early just to kind of get everything up to speed a little bit. And
give you a chance to play a couple of games with the new
right, exactly.
people and then kind of reassess how
it
it's going.
It actually kind of works out. You'd rather have,
I'll let you know then.
I'd rather have Tom Brady in a bye week in December, but of course, given the alternative, this is probably the best case scenario.
I'll say this. If Castle goes out and plays two great games against the Jets and against the Dolphins, I'm not going to be looking for a bye.
Right. That's what I mean.
You know, but it might be a good chance to kind of, okay, this is the quote-unquote new team. Let's play a couple games, see how it works. And
now, what if he goes out and lays two eggs?
Well, that gives you a chance to reassess.
But is it...
It's a good time for a bye if you're struggling.
In light of Bill Belichick's unwavering pat on the back of confidence, is it still a good thing if he stinks? I mean, he goes 2 of 11 and throwing picks, and all of a sudden the questions
are... If he's like Alex
Smith, then
you got to reassess.
Okay. I'm just
wondering. Don't you?
Sure. Yeah, and that also gives you time to reassess, by the way.
Did you see the numbers today, by the way, on his last start? That high school game I was talking about? Apparently the three passes I saw completed were... The three passes he completed going 3 of 11 in a losing effort.
Well, they did lose 45-42, though.
Yeah, because the other quarterback on the other side of the field, who's not starting for the Patriots today, threw for 494 yards.
Yeah, it was funny.
He was a hard-hitting safety, knocked two guys out of that game.
Castle did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
Who
know
knew?
That.
Sam Farmer wrote that today.
He had, he was...
Mr. Negativity doesn't find this interesting.
He was terrific in those two, in his junior and senior year. Well, he was even better as a junior. He had like 26 touchdown passes. Ken O'Brien, you know, who was one of the recruiting coordinators for USC at the time, was all over him. They only recruited one. I think Tomasi wrote a story about this. I think they only wanted one quarterback that year. They wanted to bring in one guy, and Castle was the guy they brought in. And they were very excited about getting him, and O'Brien never got to coach him because he actually left the staff that year because they were moving his position. He didn't want to. I think they wanted to make him tight ends coach or something like that, and I think he took it as a demotion.
I don't play tight ends. I don't know what to do over there.
So he never actually coached him, but he has actually followed his quote-unquote career.
Right.
Oh. Well, he hasn't really played. He hasn't played since then. He saw the last game that he played, you know? He hasn't started the game since.
Have they followed your quote-unquote career since you left the Herald?
I don't have a career. I've given up.
That just made it sound so sad.
That's Todd in Nova Scotia. He
you
makes
added
fun
such
of me
a
about
sad
every,
tone to it.
Every
I've
three
given
shows.
Up. That's good. That's good for a boss to hear from one of those. I've given up.
Freddie, you know the story. Don't be literal.
Todd thinks that Parenti's right. If Mike and Paul say the Patriots are going to suck and win three games, I for one want to hear their opinions.
I don't think they suck and are going to win three games.
If you're not going to give us your real opinions, you might as well make it Patriots Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday so we can hear everyone agree on EEI Homer Radio.
But we didn't agree. I thought we had a good wide spectrum.
We do. I think he's complimenting us.
Oh.
No, I think that they think that that Mike and I are not giving our honest opinions because they think somehow we think they're only going to win three games.
You apparently told Fred off the air 4-12 and then on the air.
No, that's what Fred does. You know, because Fred likes
to. There goes Andy again, stirring the crap pot.
Fred likes to fan the flames of my fan hatred. You know, he blows it up.
I don't think I need to make anything of that. I mean,
with comments like that.
That's well known.
That's
out there.
That's a full blaze right now.
Andy Hart playing the role of Conrad Dolberg.
That's a five-alarm fire at this point. You know,
it's just a fun fact.
It's not that fun.
We're calling in the Medford firemen to put that one out.
I never said 3-13. Thank you. I said 8 wins or 9 wins. Very simple.
I got that, Freddie.
Not sure how you got 3 from that, but that's okay.
I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
Next to Everett. You know,
what's that to do?
Calling in a neighboring town to put out the fire because your fire is so big.
Know. Yeah, but we're not in Everett.
We're in Foxborough.
Makes no sense.
I thought you would
have
been Franklin.
You're not in Everett.
You can never get out of Everett. You can take the kid out of Everett, but you can't take Everett out of the kid.
Get Paul back upstairs.
Don't shake your head at me. Where is Eric?
He's
still
in Everett.
Here?
Oh, no. He went to practice, right?
Oh, so we have to wait for him to do picks anyway.
Of course, he's been at practice for an hour.
All I know is when I was walking down the concourse, all the players were walking with me. That was like, I don't know.
I never know what
40 minutes ago?
Is that all that saliva on the back of your shirt from? Mike got it.
I didn't.
They spit on him. Hardy, har har.
That was almost as funny as the Medford Fire Department.
Paul the Realist, says Richard from the UK. I've just listened to the podcast from Tuesday. I've got to say I understand Paul's attitude. He's a realist like me. All these people that killed off the season when Brady went down seemed to be turning around after only three quarters of a game with Castle at the helm. From season finished at 4:30 on Sunday on the forums to 12-4 on Tuesday on the show, what the hell is going on? I'm going the opposite way to most fans on the forums. I mean, come on, John from L.A., 12-4, please. An emailer said 11-5, maybe 12-4. I think we should be looking to get 9-7, beating division rivals, and that might get us to the playoffs. Then, like you guys always say, who knows what could happen. We're very lucky we're in this division. Our defense isn't good enough.
That's for sure.
The Bills are going to be better than people think. Our defense isn't good enough to take us to the playoffs. They say defense wins titles, yes, but only great defenses win titles. Ours isn't going to win us anything yet. If we can get our running game in order, that, with our defense at the moment, could win us some games. Then towards the end of the season, with our secondary having played a little bit more together and Mayo learning the pro game a little more, we could do things later on in the season. In all honesty, I'm just hoping Brady recovers fully. I've had an operation after a snapped ACL, hence my email address. Which is,
please don't say it.
Knees are good, something. I have to live with the pain most days. Hopefully he will return next season and lead us back to 12-4 minimum we have come to expect from the Pats. And to those who reportedly cheered when Brady went down, screw you. R&P will recommence in 09. Oh, rape and pillage will recommence in 09. Chin up, Paul. We're only 51 weeks away from Brady's return. P.S. on a more serious matter, Gary has enough sound clips of Eric. Eric doesn't have to be live on air anymore. In fact, Gary, Eric is funnier than the more informative real Eric.
Lubricants.
And
Gary
more.
Eric.
Yeah.
So there's probably some accuracy in that, too. On Tuesday for me, I was pretty bummed out.
You were really depressed, very quiet.
I was really bummed out Tuesday. I'm a little bit better now. As the week has gone on, I guess I'm kind of catching it, you know?
I feel good, too.
I was pretty bummed on Monday. Forget about it.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's natural. The guy's the face of the team, and, you know.
And I, you know, the part about being
speaking
spoiled.
Speaking of the face of the team, here
the part about
Eric.
Being spoiled is absolutely accurate. We have been spoiled.
You
want to
eat my salad?
How good he is.
Yeah.
All of us.
Right.
Getting a chance to cover him every game. And, yeah, it's going to be a little of an adjustment period.
Really, I know it's going to, you know, deteriorate into if the Patriots do well, it's all it's all Belichick. If they don't do well, it was all Brady. Why can't it be both? Why can't he be a great coach and Brady be a great quarterback? Why can't
Brady's
it be both?
Brady's a great quarterback. No doubt about it.
Because everybody wants a black or white issue.
Said that with a big smile on my face just to get you
irritated. It was the same thing back,
I couldn't agree with you more.
If you complimented Brady, you were bashing Bledsoe.
I could not possibly agree with you more.
They're both great.
I think they've proven themselves. You know, one guy's got three Super Bowls. They both had three Super Bowls. They know what they're doing, and I don't really think it has to be a referendum on which one is better.
Right. Eric's here. How you doing, Eric?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How was practice?
Uneventful, as usual, but Moss and Gaffney, who were missing yesterday, were back today.
Okay.
The team was in full pads, so that means the only two missing were Watson and Aiken, who have been...
Watson.
Watson is Aiken.
What the hell?
Yes, both of them.
He wasn't limping when he walked through the locker.
We should also point
out... He'll be out longer than Brady.
Yesterday... Excellent. That's excellent.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't
very unlike you, but that's excellent.
I'm just fed up already.
Well, no. Okay. That's what it takes, huh?
I just want to say this. I know it's only been 2 days of practice, but I don't really see a change in this team, at least out on the field, as far as their mood.
Their demeanor.
Their temperament. Yeah.
It's because we didn't see Brady on the practice field all summer either. We're used to it. He hasn't been here in 6 months.
A lot of, you know, the usual joking around. Yeah. The usual... sort of carefree attitude.
Gonna laugh to
you know, I hate, you know, look, I know we're putting lipstick on a pig, they might say, or, you know, kind of whistling past the graveyard, but
this might have been
the break mentally that they need. And maybe they are.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'm on board with Mike now with the ridiculousness.
But maybe the expectations of you know,
that's
coming off
last.
The expectations are what... The expectations are 12-4.
Well done, Gary. 7-7-9-0-8-50.
I mean, they were 14-2. They've been lowered. Yes.
Welcome to the big show, 2.0.
Are you freaking
Come on,
me?
Fred.
Can I?
Are you sick? Have you finally lost it?
I said maybe this is whistling past the graveyard.
Can
maybe,
I interrupt
you know,
this feel well,
you
good?
Are doing a full karaoke past the graveyard.
But as you said, Eric, they're not out there like, oh, this
full
is
full acapella.
Rough.
No.
They're
do
out
you
there?
Really think that that was going to happen
do?
Before they play
Go
the game?
No, no, but. Go make it.
I like that.
But granted, it's only week one. You know, they've only played one game, which they won. But, you know, you can tell by a person's mood most of the time how they're feeling. How they show, how they express.
I'm always
themselves.
In a crappy mood, but I feel pretty good. So you are inaccurate.
It's okay, true. Okay, you are the one exception to the rule
Thank
in this
you.
World. But they just seem like I don't know. They just don't seem like it's phasing them right now. Maybe reality hasn't hit them. Maybe they haven't lost a few games.
Say down 14-0 in the first 10 minutes. That might change.
But you know, based on a lot of the fan reaction, you know, the sky is falling in some quarters. Some people think, oh, they'll still win 8 or 10 games. This team doesn't look any different to me. And again, it's early. Things could change.
Right.
They are 1-0. If that changes, maybe that'll change. But for now, I don't know.
This is the team that was built for this. I mean, nobody is bigger than the team. You know, everyone is, you know, so if any team was built
to
survive something
well,
like this,
the team,
it's the Patriots.
The biggest on the team.
Can I just
who is FNG, by the way?
That's me.
That's Mike.
I must get some hate mail.
Before you get to that, can I get an ounce of news in that's somewhat related to Eric's practice report? We did talk about Moss not being out there yesterday, but at the time we didn't know exactly why. For those that didn't hear, get the practice participation report, he was listed as having a back injury.
Right.
And that kind of confirmed something that Andy and I were talking about on Sunday after the game. He was kind of limping around a little bit, looked like he was walking gingerly. Someone had told me that they were icing his back on the bench.
Okay.
So that might be something to kind of keep an eye on going forward. How I would anticipate him absolutely playing in the game and doing all that stuff, but if he's limited at all, if it bothers him more, if it becomes more of a problem,
that'll be my excuse if they lose.
Did that happen to be Paul? Did they say that
the play that he slipped? Yes.
That's not
After that, he went to the sideline. They put ice on his back.
So the play where Brady got hurt was also the play where Moss may have tweaked a back or something.
The irony.
That's really not good because he didn't get hit. So that could be one of those where it's like something that's thrown out of whack by
which
slipping.
Which is why I wanted to talk about it.
At the end of the play.
Well, a guy just kind of dove on the pile.
On his back.
Yeah, but my guess is that was one of those where he slipped awkwardly like and everything kind of went out of whack.
That's maybe. My guess.
And to me, those can be worse than a guy delivering a forearm.
Well, probably that was just a bruise at that point.
We'll probably never find out.
Could have been made worse by the guy jumping on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on where it was.
Probably doesn't help.
By the way, I just thought of something, and maybe this has been tough. But has anyone on any media outlet really mentioned Spygate this week?
No.
Not at all.
Only you.
That's what they did, Fred. The one thing they could make Spygate
brought that up, right?
Yeah, somebody brought that up. This is a master plan by Belichick.
I agree.
This was the break they needed from Spygate.
That's certainly more plausible than this is the break they needed. What did you just say?
Do you think it would have been, I'm not saying not at all, but you think it would have been a huge topic this week? Because I think Favre would have overwhelmed
I don't know
everybody.
About huge, but it would
have
been.
It would have been brought up far more.
Far more than it has been this week, which.
Yeah, I didn't. Which is none. I didn't bring it up in the preview at all.
I think the Favre versus Brady thing would have been
more
the story.
For me, it was Favre / all the moves the Jets made to try to catch up. That was to me the
storyline.
Yeah, but
that's the football side.
Well,
that's not the
Patriots football weekly,
right, Fred?
Well, it's
glamour easy
side. There is football in
the name. No, but that's my point. That's us. I'm talking about a more national, glamorous level, Arlen Specter's level.
Yeah, well, I don't really concern myself with that kind of buffoonery.
It does beat handshakes. It also beats Bill Parcells on one end of the field, Bill Belichick on the other, and they have the audacity to not stare at each other from 110 yards away.
By the way, two other coaches who aren't talking, apparently. McCarthy from the Packers and who were they playing? Minnesota?
Childress.
Really? They did not Bad shake
blood.
Hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad blood. Dude.
I kind of like that McCarthy. I like what he's doing there.
Well, I don't know if he did it.
Well, Childress, they said, came out to the field looking for him, but McCarthy was nowhere to be found.
I swear to God, the report I read
was
the exact opposite.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
It's kind of a big deal.
One of them came out and the other guy didn't.
I also want to ask you,
I'm getting a bad feeling about Major Dad. He gets in pissing contests with other coaches and is a baby.
Well, I don't really like Major Dad ever since the, Tampa 2, that's what we do. Cover 2, you know. You got to hand it to Brady. I mean, he spread the ball around. He made the throws. What are you going to do? You got to tip your cap to him.
Jared Allen have any sacks? Yes.
He's pretty good.
Jared? Not that I saw, but doesn't mean that he didn't.
Jared Allen,
today.
0. Rob Run from Arlington wants to know, did FNG turn into Paul? Why is he so argumentative today?
That's not just today.
I was going to say, he didn't need to turn into that.
He's
That's
an
what
angry,
he is.
Angry man.
Because the friggin' vending machine at Gold's Gym did not work today. Okay?
Him and Ranton and Raven, because he had a special K2O instead of his
protein. I needed
protein
a protein
drink.
Shake after my workout. I had special K protein water, a whopping 5 grams of protein. It would have taken me 10
you
bottles
early
of that.
In the show?
No, but he came
you
over to my
heard
cube.
Them.
He came
to
over
to solve
my cube.
The oh, loss of protein right there.
Thing? No.
We haven't even gotten into CJ Jones and Matt Slater.
I missed it, but evidently I
started on that.
Yeah, they went at it today. But were you there when Albert Breer gave him his one-uppings?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't get no one-uppings.
Yeah.
His one-uppings.
I knew what you both meant. What happened?
He's looking made at a little smart-ass wisecrack like, that I thought, you know, I should
Fred.
Study knee injuries because it's part of my job.
Kind of a part of your job.
I said, sorry, I wasn't writing specifically about a knee injury this week, so I had no reason to dive into your medical dictionary, Dr. Breer.
Why, did he ask 17 what? Questions yeah. about ACLs? Yeah.
Mr. Ted Washington is the same player as Chris Jenkins.
Which he would have said yourself. Had he thought of it at the time.
Which I should have said 20 minutes ago.
Wait, what was he asking not a lot of questions about the knee injury?
No, we were having a discussion, and Andy was being a jackass as
well. That's
usual.
What Andy does.
And so he just drags Breer into it. And
no. Bert Breer jumped into it. I didn't drag him anywhere.
I can't see Andy getting that.
He inserted himself into your argument.
Right, much like your buddy.
Valid point.
Who, by the way, I'm now a big fan of. He liked my Ellis Hobbs four interceptions in the last five games so much, he wrote a whole story about it. It was his lead.
You're a fraud.
He didn't have an interception to the last game last year, but Ellis Hobbs now has four picks in his last five games.
So now you like him.
Whatever's good for you.
Not really.
No. Okay, good.
Terrible.
It's just one of those days, Fred. It's just one of those days. It's a lot of buildup. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. I kind of wish you had brought up this break they needed at the beginning of the show because I probably would have dropped an F-bomb somewhere.
Do you have a history, you and Bert?
No, I like Bert. We're good pals. We were just busting balls a little bit. It was okay.
Oh, I didn't know if there was.
But they're both off base. That's all I'm saying.
Kids coach.
They're both wrong.
Earlier in the show, we were asking if there had been any shift in the line. A couple people, including strippers, say that the Jets are favored by a point and a half.
Yeah, it's going down every day. Half a point every day.
Strippers, you get that water heater paid for yet?
They must have heard Castle's press conference today.
Again?
Yeah. They saw his positive demeanor. They
wow, that's a very sarcastic remark. Yeah.
That was a good shot, though.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
They must have heard Castle's press conference and saw
how well he handled it. Dropped the line a point.
Only a half a half point. Don't exaggerate.
That's what he does.
Yeah, you should talk.
Yeah, seriously.
Chris in Raleigh, North Carolina, we've been over what Castle's many shortcomings are, but I'm curious what you guys think his positives are. To me, it seems the biggest thing he has working in his favor is the consistent situation he's been in. Most first-rounders are thrust into bad situations, and a lot end up learning multiple playbooks rather than how to play QB in the NFL.
Positive that he's a backup for his whole
positive
life.
Positive that he's never
Castle
played.
Has
Thank
had
you,
the
I'm
same,
done.
Castle has had the same system, consistent coaching, and quality personnel around him as the backup. While I think the coaching player stuff is overrated, he has to have picked up plenty by being around the best in the game. I agree with you guys that it'll be interesting, not fun, to see how this year plays out. Personally, I think we're an 8-8 team now, but I am eager to see how Castle develops.
No, you agree with me that it's interesting, not fun. Because everybody else here thinks it's going to be a circus.
No, everybody else here said interesting. It made the season more interesting. It's the exact word we used.
You said fun.
No, no one did.
That's a load of crap.
Well,
if
you want to go back and listen to the show, do it.
Look, I think if you're a fan, I mean, we have a vested in, but I think if you're a fan, and
a
if it
fact.
Stops becoming fun, I think you're taking it a little too seriously. You know, it's just
well, I think
football.
There's a lot of people that
it's a fun fact,
but it goes beyond fun.
But it should no. See,
there's people that
I'm
do you
one
remember
of those
the
guys.
Whole.
That's why I.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's mid-May. Sorry, I couldn't think Patriots for 2 months.
No, that to me is a little much. But I don't take those guys literally. I think they're being funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
with
I
that.
Think there's people that did that. I really
you,
do.
You think there's really people that went from February to May
that couldn't
and did not
bear
think about football
to listen to the radio?
Come on. Did you just shut your mic off?
I think you shut your mic off, Fred.
Okay. My wife's one of them.
Why would you hit the button in the middle of
it? I didn't know I hit it.
Your wife's not that much of a
serious
fan.
I think the spring is broken.
Can
we get Doug Lane in here to fix this?
Oh, no.
I thought Andy was going to say Brady was one of them. Killed him.
Yeah, exactly. No, he has DirecTV. He can't get away from
it. No, he went from February to July.
Sorry.
No, all kidding aside about Castle, good strong arm, and he's learning from one of the best. That would probably be my
tall,
and I also think he's pretty athletic. I think he moves around the pocket well.
If he does that when it's the proper time to do it, I think that's a true positive for the offense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You,
I agree.
But if he does it every other play, we're screwed.
Well, I think the negatives there, and I think one of the more underrated things that isn't really getting a lot of talk. The whole thing with the offensive line and the pressure and
stuff.
He was
just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
I think you're going to see a lot more sacks. I think
Now, will somebody hold those sacks?
Here, hold this.
Right. People don't even know that Lori Baranski just happened to enter Gary's booth.
That was totally unintentional.
Kind of like it always is with her when she
I
says stuff like that.
I think you're going to see a lot more quarterback pressure on Matt Castle than you did on Brady.
All right.
I don't think he's going to be able
if
to.
Joe Flacco can score from 38 yards out, then
oh, yeah.
Castle.
That was the surprise of the season.
Things
so
that
far.
I never thought I would say right. in my lifetime. Joe Flacco, 38-yard run, period, yeah. at any level. I couldn't believe I saw that.
All right,
great run, too.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's picks time.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna here. Let me tell you about the game with the greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching a game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the Game with the Greats on October 5th at Gillette Stadium. Watch the Patriots take on the 49ers in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me and a bunch of other Patriot alumni. Guys like newly inducted Hall of Famer Andre Tippett and Patriots Hall of Famers Ben Coates, Stanley Morgan, Steve Nelson, and Steve Grogan will be there. Tickets are limited because they're only $40. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas Tree Shops, Off-Broadway Shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar. A four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
The turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
August 13th. 2008. Shameless. Absolutely shameless. Patriots Today's own Brian Lowe just autographed a paper plate for a young fan in attendance. Honestly, couldn't he wait until some real celebrity showed up? Update. Now he's got two more autograph seekers just outside the media tent. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com.
Gee, I wonder who wrote somewhere.
That.
All right, back here in PFW Progress. It's Thursday. That means it's picks day, and a lot of interesting games. I think people should have good records this week. I'm looking at it. I'm pretty certain about just glancing at the lineup who I'm going to pick. But, Paul, before we get into this week, why don't you wrap up last week?
Well, Fred, you are the authority on this because week one was once again, as is often the case, Fred Kirsch time, 12-4.
When we don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. This is going to be another one of those three-win things that people are going to say that I said that.
No, Fred said that because you told him off the air.
Fred always wins week one. And once again, he's done it 12-4. Very impressive. Let's see. Andy, 11-5.
Woohoo!
Eric and I, 9-7. Mike, 8-8. With the spread.
Mike, like the Patriots. 8-8.
Andy, Paul, and Fred, 9-7. Mike and Eric, 8-8.
You know what? I have to say, not just speaking for myself, but 9-7 against the spread is pretty impressive. You know, you look at these guys in the Herald and the Globe that do it, and they're never above 500.
I think it's pretty impressive. Were
those guys
above,
in Vegas?
At or above 500?
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
500 is not impressive.
We haven't had a guy go under 500 against the spread, you know, that's currently on the staff.
That's true.
Yeah, all those pros in Vegas can't go 9-7.
That's true. So
that was good. I amuse myself finding a different way to say something every show.
That was really good.
All right, Paul, what game is first?
All right, I have to go by the spreads that I got out of the paper yesterday because I didn't bring my paper today.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
These spreads might be a little off. Strippers, bear with me if we're a half a point off on some of these. Oakland at Kansas City, old AFL rivals, Freddie. Andy will start us off. Kansas City is favored for the first and only time of the 2008 season by 4.
I think both teams stink. I have no interest in this game. I will take the Raiders, and I'm going to take them because of one reason the guy I said is going to stink. Darren McFadden. He's going to play right, isn't he?
Did he get hurt?
Yeah, he got
a
little banged
up. You're taking him for
up.
The reason that you...
I think he's the most impressive athlete on the field.
According to the always up-to-date NFL.com, the Raiders have no injuries reported.
Yeah, he had something. I forgot what it was, but...
Mark Tate, I hope this McFadden is the worst matchup stinks. Of the week. I'm assuming it is. It has to be.
Yeah, but Justin Fargas had 97 yards on 18 carries last week, 5.4 average.
And McFadden had like 48 on 9 carries.
49 on 40 for 46, 5.1. So, I mean, they can run the ball, maybe.
Well,
we don't know.
Weren't they running the ball down?
Everybody can run the ball in Denver. Yeah. Be a little different, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with Oakland both ways in this one.
Awful game. No need to waste time analyzing it. I'll take the Raiders.
Wow.
I agree with the assessments all around, but I'll take the home team. Wow. Two bad teams, I'll go with the home team.
I'm going to go with the Raiders in this game.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next one, Paul.
All right, moving right along. Tennessee, without Vince Young, is at Cincinnati, without talent. Bengals by 1.5.
That was a good line, Paul.
That was really
thanks.
Good.
I will take the Tennessee Titans to win. Vince Young, so disappointed.
Yeah, I like Tennessee's defense after what I saw in week one, so I'm going to take the Titans as well.
I don't really, not much I like about Tennessee, but I just dislike Cincinnati, so I'm going to go with Tennessee both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like Fred Kirsch pointed out last week, I am very impressed with that Titans defense, and I will stick by them against a...
So was Albert Hainsworth when he went back and watched the game.
Very underwhelming Carson Palmer and the Bengals.
Never came back from that knee injury, Paul.
No, I'll take the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Titans as well.
His was major.
Next game.
All right, next game is an interesting matchup of 0-1 teams going Indianapolis. We'll have to travel to Minnesota to play Major Dad. And the Vikings will be getting 2 at home.
This is the one game that I went back and forth on. But go ahead, Andy.
Vikings are overrated. They will continue to prove they're 0-rated. Overrated. Start the year 0-2. Colts win. Big.
Big bounce back week for Indianapolis after a letdown at home. Colts easily.
Although they lost their run stuffer, right? They had to cut him.
That's a big loss for them. He was a pretty good defensive lineman. They don't have a lot of quote-unquote real defensive linemen.
Girth?
Yeah. He was one of the few guys they had. Ed Johnson.
Farley.
Yeah, I agree. Bounce back week for the Colts. They'll win by at least 10.
What's the spread here, Paul?
2. Colts by 2. I'm going to take the Colts as well, but I'm not feeling anywhere near as confident as everybody else is.
People aren't excited in what could have been considered, based on preseason predictions, a potential Super Bowl preview, right? Everybody was on the Vikings bandwagon that they were going to be a...
Yeah,
that
was a chic
always
pick.
A
was
Colts.
A chic pick. It is a chic pick, chic but I'm pick. Not throwing in the towel on the Vikings. I think they kind of lost their way the other night. I thought they got away from Adrian Peterson a little bit in the second half. I heard one of the national guys talking about that. I think they're going to have a hard time scoring. I think you can run the ball between the 20s like that with them, but you know it's hard to run it into the end zone all the time. I think they're going to have a hard time getting touchdowns with Tavares Jackson. He's going to need to make some plays in the red zone.
He looked good for like a three-play stretch I saw.
Those two drives, back-to-back touchdown drives, he looked
was
terrific.
Was it to start the second half?
No,
maybe?
Late in the second half.
Late in the
second half.
I watched one section, though. He dropped back. He did that thing where dropped back, bounced, threw, bullet, catch, first down. Like, and I was like, wow, if he could do that all the time, they'd be great.
But I also thought there was a huge pass interference they didn't call on Bobby Wade against he was the intended receiver. That irritates me. They call those arm bars and impediments 40 yards downfield, and then when there's a guy cutting across the middle for an 8-yard catch on a third down, and they grab his arm before the ball gets there, they don't call those.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I'm going to have to go with the Colts in this game, although, of course, I'll be rooting for the Vikings. When's the last time the Colts, if they lose, started the season 0-2?
Well, they were 13-0, 9-0, and 7-0 the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, how do they handle that if they lose? That's a big test for the Colts. But Manning looked good.
Probably
Manning. I mean, he looked fine.
Healthy,
and as long as he looks healthy and fine, I think they're going to bounce back. So, and I think, cutting that guy, that's a good move by the Colts. No nonsense. The guy was on a short leash.
Certainly good off the field.
Yeah, it wasn't,
I don't know about on the field.
It wasn't like a one-time thing.
No.
He was on double secret probation already.
Right. Next game.
New Orleans is at Washington, and that's a straight-out pick 'em for Andy. Sorry, I didn't mean to keep you
all right over there.
Picks. New Orleans, I'll pick 'em to beat up on the Redskins.
Wow.
Yeah, Redskins have no chance. New Orleans all the way.
Overmatched Jim Zorn.
Oh, by far. Yeah, New Orleans is back after that disappointing last year. They're going to win big.
That's right, Paul.
I don't
You know.
Oh, well, God.
There's
a couple things here. Number one, I thought that New Orleans was going to be back, but then they kind of showed that they were the same team they were last year, stumbling around and kind of dodged a bullet against Tampa Bay at home in a game. I think they're much more talented than Tampa Bay, but... they were life and death in that game. And then Washington, I hate that week one trap that you see a team play that first game and they look terrible, and then you write them off. They can't be as bad as they looked in that game. But I'll lose the game. I got to go with New Orleans.
And as bad as they looked, they didn't lose that game.
They were never
that badly.
They were never in the game.
No, I know, but
not even for 1 second.
Their defense did all right. I'm going to go with the Redskins.
And you thought Jason Taylor played well, despite the fact they ran right at him the first 20 plays of the game.
Scoring drives on four consecutive possessions to open the game. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Redskins.
Who else?
What was it week four that we said he'd be off them?
Yeah,
maybe. All right, see what happens.
Going back to
it depends on the situation on the ground.
Things will change. Things will change. Fred.
I listen to my generals.
Oh God.
Green Bay is at Detroit, where the Lions are getting 3 at home.
I will take the Green Bay Packers to win and cover. I think they are going to be a solid, solid football team.
I'm kind of sold on Aaron Rodgers a little bit. I'm not going to lie. So I'll take the Packers as well.
I'm not sold on him yet, but I think they'll do better than the Lions even on the road. So. I'm sold on a few people.
He's like me. Doesn't think there are any good teams in football.
There aren't.
They all stink.
I'm going to take the Lions to pull off an upset at home. I am sold on Aaron Rodgers, but they played on Monday night. Emotional game. I think they have a little bit of a letdown. And again, that week one disaster, I can't imagine the Lions are as bad as they looked on Sunday. I think they shore up that run defense, stop Ryan Grant, and make Rodgers beat him.
And he will.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Packers in this game. I've had those seasons where I've gone with the Lions and thought, oh, this is the year, and I always
Me
get
too.
Screwed. So I'm going to go with the Packers. I think the Packers have a really good defense.
We've picked 5 games. I'm on an island twice.
And I think the gap between the AFC and NFC is officially closed, by the way.
Do you really?
I do.
It's not what the Bills taught the Seahawks.
I don't. I think it's just as wide,
really?
Maybe if not wide. I think Dallas is very good, but that's it.
I think the Eagles' defense can beat anybody. I think the Giants obviously can, and I think the Cowboys can. I think the Packers can play with anyone. So I think the top of the NFC is as good as the top of the AFC right now, no doubt about it.
It's interesting. Interesting. We'll have to monitor that as we go. Chicago is at Carolina, and the Panthers are getting 3 after a very emotional victory without Steve Smith. I could be one of those
right?
Tommy Tide guys, huh?
I will.
The way I set up the game.
Yeah.
I'll take the Panthers at home, getting points. I like
it. The most obvious fact that you can come up with off the top of your head, and they throw it out there like, they were doing research for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Like I used to do with those sheets when I would just highlight one fact.
The Andy Hart fun fact.
Oh, you highlighted, huh?
Fact.
Interesting.
I will take.
What do you got?
The Panthers. And comeback player of the year, Jake Delhomme. Outright.
That's a good pick for a comeback player.
Damn right it is.
I'll give that to you. I'll take Carolina, too.
Okay. He's not sold on Carolina, but he'll take them.
I'm going to take Chicago.
Chicago.
I was impressed with their defense.
I'm with Paul. I'm going to take Chicago. This is the year of the D.
I don't think this is physically possible, Gary.
We're going to move right along, nonetheless.
I'll give it to you when I'm done.
The Giants and their all-world defense that is suddenly now a great team, I guess, is playing St. Louis. And
they are a great team against St. Louis.
The Rams are at home getting 8.5. Unheard of. Wow. Home dog.
That is a lot of points. I'll take the Giants to win the game. Hell, I'll take them to cover, too. The Rams stink. Scott Linehan, first guy under the chopping block.
Does he get fired midseason?
Yes.
Or during season?
Yes.
During the game?
Yeah. Although that woman lets anybody run the team. Oh, did she die?
She's dead.
Yeah.
Dead, you know.
Kinda. Oh, yeah. Then he's out during the year.
Who's running that team now?
I don't know.
Maybe nobody. Maybe
that's
why
the problem.
So
Linehan's like, jackpot, I would have been fired.
I will take the defending Super Bowl 42 champion New York Giants.
Fred didn't like that.
Mike, you know,
Fred did not like that at all.
Just so you know, Mike, they can't defend Super Bowl 42. It's theirs. They won it. It's not up for grabs anymore. Just so you know.
Cool, what?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh. Spider.
What?
You're going to pay for that.
The point spread's a little too high, though. So I will take St. Louis with the points.
I don't like to cross out.
Well, you should listen before you write then, or write in pencil.
You should study about knees
defending
more.
42 okay. champs.
Oh!
I'm going to, I'll take those Giants, but I will take the Rams to cover that number.
Okay. I'm going to do that as well.
So we agree after all that.
After all that, yeah. And the only reason is because the Giants just seem to squander a lot of scoring opportunities, and I don't like laying 8.5 points on the road with a team that...
they do.
That, you know... doesn't seem to maximize.
They really didn't finish their drives against.
They won that game by 9. Obviously, that would have been enough, but
they should have beat the.
They should have won that game by 40.
4 touchdowns. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go.
I'm going to take the Giants and I'm going to take the points.
I'm going to go with the Giants both ways. I think the wise guys know what they're talking about here. I mean, the St. Louis Rams are going to be in last in the NFC West.
Yeah, we're not disputing.
The Cardinals and 49ers are going to finish in front of them.
Sure,
they are a bad.
I agree with that.
They are bad.
It's also a bad division.
It is horrible.
So
it's one of the reasons why people think the Patriots are going to go 12-4.
No, it's why I think they're going to go 10-6.
Well, I think okay.
See what you did
we'll
there.
Get to that, but I think the Giants cover on this game. All right, okay. Next one.
Buffalo at Jacksonville.
Okay.
1-0 and an 0-1 team, but maybe not the one that you thought heading into the game.
Nice, Paul.
Jacksonville by 6.
And then you go to a commercial, and then they come back.
I'm Tommy Tighe.
I hate that guy. I find him very annoying.
Paul Perreault enjoying his role.
What's the point spread? I'm listening.
I'm trying to be the annoying guy with the obvious
hope castles.
You don't have to try.
Very good at it. What's the spread?
6, jackass.
Who's favored by 6? The Jags?
Yes.
Oh, I'll take the Bills to win, and I'll take the points, obviously. I mean, that's way too many points for a team that lost its offensive line. And don't they have a good defensive line now, the Bills?
I'll give the Bills one more week before I write them off officially. I will take them and the points. Still not sold yet, like Eric.
Yeah. You're going to take them to win outright?
Yeah.
I will take your Jaguars both ways.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jacksonville both ways as well. I think they bounce back after a very rough defensive struggle against Tennessee. I think they find a way to bounce back at home.
I mean, Tennessee held Fred Taylor and Jones-Drew to 31 yards combined. I mean,
that's a recipe
that's pretty
for
good
success.
Now.
I mean, you know, that's amazing.
What did Golden Arm David Garrard do?
Garrard was 23 of 35 for 215 yards and a touchdown.
And two picks.
Two picks.
After throwing only three all year last year. Huh. Both to Cortland Finnegan.
Not quite ready, huh?
So who are you taking?
Not quite ready.
Who, me?
You. Yeah.
Oh, Tennessee. I mean,
they're not playing.
Wrong game. Wrong game. That's who they play. I'm taking the Bills. Taking the Bills.
I'll take Tennessee.
But you'll be rooting for Jacksonville.
Yeah. I have to.
I was just checking. All right, moving right along. Atlanta and the Mike Ryans, or Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, yeah.
At Tampa Bay.
Mike Smith.
By 8. Buccaneers at home by 8.
Bucks by 8. Brian Greasy getting the start at quarterback, I understand.
That, I believe, is correct.
He looked decent when he led the Bucks over the Patriots right down the field. I will take Brian Greasy and the Bucks to win, but not cover.
No. Can't take the Bucks at all. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Give me the other guys.
Okay.
Are they playing again? The Falcons. Yeah, give me the Falcons.
The Mike Ryans.
The Atlanta Ryans.
Matty Heisman. Another big game for him today, Sunday.
I was surprised that the Falcons won last week, but I'll take Tampa to win, Falcons to cover.
I cashed in with the Falcons last week, but I will not be doing so again this week. I'm going to take Tampa to roll at home.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I think Matt Ryan's Boston College bubble bursts in this one.
Well, if Michael Turner doesn't run for 225 this week, then I think it bursts.
Well, his first pass was a touchdown. I'll give him that. You know, but I think Tampa Bay wins, but they do not cover. So I'll split that down the middle there.
What a great story for him to know to tell his kids someday.
Yeah,
my first pass went for a touchdown. How great is your dad?
Kind of like the stories you tell about BU.
That was very true, uncalled for.
Our great producer, Gary Gerdecki, just gave me, or apparently an emailer sent it in. Sorry, I thought Gary did some work, but I should have known better.
The way he can just take swats at everybody.
Jared Allen's stat line. No, he did not have any sacks.
No tackles.
And you know why? Because it would be impossible to have a sack without having a tackle. Not a single tackle for Mr. $70 million man, first-round pick, two-thirds, and a bar to be named later.
I thought you were going to say it's impossible to have a sack without one.
Oh. Well, that would be true, too.
But it'll also be clever. And therefore,
you know what he did? He stopped drinking. He needs to get back on the sauce.
And Fred needs to get back on the juice.
Yes.
Obviously, he didn't have a sack.
Imagine that. You trade for this guy to be, oh, they were going to the Super Bowl? Nothing. Nothing. Lawyer Malloy likes zeros across the board.
Yeah, one game as compared to one.
Yeah,
I said he was a Mike Vrabel, but only ridiculously higher paid.
And, of course, it's been proven that you were right.
Two sacks for Mike Vrabel, on pace for 32 sacks this season. Jared Allen on pace for zero. Andy Hart, one. Everybody else, nothing.
I've been called, can you say a on here?
Well,
can
no.
Can you say a-hole on real radio?
I've been called, can you say a
Let's go, Mike. Well, you're kind of a smart guy. You know you can't say a-hole over the air.
San Francisco is at Seattle, Andy Hart, and the Seahawks are giving 8 points at home. That's another big spread. A lot of big spreads this week.
Someone's at the door.
Hey, I'm Brian Lowe from Patriots Today. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day.
He doesn't have anything witty at the end. I thought he had something good at the end, but he's got nothing. I should have known better. It's B-Low. Anyway.
Well, before that, we should make sure people know that today at 4 o'clock, Fantasy Lowdown with Brian Lowe. Get all your fantasy picks in.
So for all you Spanish people, when you want to take that late afternoon siesta, tune in to B-Low's show, and he'll put you right to sleep.
Or you can just, you know, go on the show and just harass him for an hour. You know,
you can do that too.
So, but 4 to 5 Fantasy Lowdown with
Way
Brian
to plug
Lowe,
the network.
Only on Patriots.com radio.
Andy racial insensitive all in one swipe.
Oh, that's okay. They take siestas.
They? you people.
Gary chimed in, Paul, right now because of the relevancy of this word. Today.
Okay.
Seattle Southpaw. That's Seattle Southpaw.
That would be Jim Zorn, of course.
And the little asterisk next to it, courtesy of Andy Hart, is not physically possible. I'm calling BS.
All right. Well, anyway, the 49ers, without Alex Smith as their backup quarterback, because he's out for the year, will be
and
at
under
Seattle.
The leadership of
JT O'Sullivan.
JT, my hair is no longer long, O'Sullivan. And I take the Seattle Seahawks at home. But I'll take the points with the Niners. That's a big number for a team that got its buttocks handed to it on the road in Buffalo earlier.
Have you ever seen...
And looking bad.
Speaking of buttocks, this might be possible. An allegedly heterosexual man was more interested in some other guy's hair than this kid?
You.
Or buttocks. Have you?
Yeah. You have a pick over there, Parenti?
Yeah, you. Same thing as Andy.
No one's listening to you.
You're interested in hair.
Is that a hair gel?
This could happen.
I'm interested in acquiring hair. Anybody, any thoughts?
Try it.
I've seen some videos. It could happen.
Call your girl up. Tell her to come over.
Oh, that's classy.
does
whose pick is it?
Does Gina still do your hair?
Yeah.
Does she do Seattle Southpaws?
Next Thursday.
I'll take Seattle to come back and win big in this game after their disappointing performance last week.
Yeah, I'm going
to
agree with
that.
What
happened to your boy Hasselbeck, Fred?
He's got problems.
He was awful.
He doesn't look good.
And now he's lost Burleson for the season. Still
Branch
without Deion.
We never had Branch.
Still without Deion Branch because he's still not ready after his torn ACL.
It's automatic.
Got some issues
back,
there.
Right?
He's a wide receiver.
Plus, he got hurt in January.
I was
going to
say
September.
He had surgery in
I'm
late February.
I'm just having a good
believe.
Time, trying to be affable.
This is you having a good time. Boy, I'd hate to see you when you're grouchy. Yeah.
He's mean on the outside, but he's happy inside.
I hope he doesn't get
that
drunk.
Andy.
If imagine if he's a mean drunk.
Oh boy.
Anyway, Fred, yeah, Seattle, San Francisco.
I'm going with San Francisco.
They don't get any
alcohol.
To win outright?
To win outright.
Wow, that's a big upset.
Unexcused.
Unlike your normal big upsets, that actually is a big upset.
He has San Francisco to win outright?
Yes.
You have JT O'Sullivan to beat your boy, Matt Hasselbeck.
You got that right.
In front
Speaking
of, the 12th
of upset,
man.
Bill
got
Parcells
that right.
will take the Dolphins to Arizona. Cardinals by 6.5.
Cardinals by 6.5. I will take the Cardinals to win and cover.
Okay.
Miami is pitiful. Cardinals both ways.
Yep. It's their year this year.
This is their year. Ken Wisenhunt, coach of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals too, which means you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
They lay an egg and turn the ball over like 17 times.
Maybe since Matt Leinart doesn't start for his team, he can watch Matt Cassel start for the Patriots.
How ironic.
How ironic.
And Cassel calls him Leinhart.
Leinhart?
Lionheart?
Yeah. I wonder if they used to make fun of him by
but
saying that.
He said
that.
It today in the...
There's no H in his name.
No, I know.
You know?
Was he doing it to...
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they used to make fun of him and call him that.
I had a fat cameraman
just
leaning
to
on top
it
of my
just
head.
Because it's learned. Miami, Arizona, Freddie. What do you got?
I'm going with Miami to win the game.
That's two
but
upsets.
You'll be rooting for Arizona.
I'll be rooting for Arizona.
Two upsets
special. Is that not even worth it? You don't even have to bother
I was going
to
say,
that.
Are those games now relevant when the Bills and the Dolphins
well,
are playing other teams? I mean,
it'll be interesting to monitor
is
that because let's say,
fight?
Let's say the Bills are like 3-2 and the Patriots are 3-2. He'll start picking against the Bills every week.
Right.
You can put that one in. You can put that one under lock and key.
I'll do what I have to do to win.
I know.
I'm in it to win it.
All right. Embrace the hate in 08. Baltimore
is fine in 09.
Baltimore is at Houston, where the Texans were trounced by Indy Hart Steelers.
Baltimore,
last week. 4.5. Texans by 4.5.
I say the smoke and mirrors end. Joe Flacco, no 38-yard runs this week, and the Houston Texans win at home.
Baltimore easily. Houston's an awful, awful football team.
Baltimore's not better, my friend. I'm going to go with Houston.
Oh, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
I love when Eric calls you his friend.
Well, that's a
so
McCain thing.
It's so endearing.
He got that from his hero, John McCain.
Could have got it from your zero, Barack Obama.
No, he doesn't
do a lot,
use
you
that.
Could do a lot worse than John McCain.
He has no
did you send
hero,
Barack Obama that lipstick on a pig line? Is that
no, because no,
you would have had perfume. He would have saved himself
saved
had he
himself.
Listened to you.
That's right. Should have listened to Fred Kirsch.
You could do a lot worse in this country than picking your heroes than John McCain.
That's
by
right,
the way.
Right. Well, okay.
Thank you. Guy Perillo,
a guy who actually
that
did
John Elway should be president.
A guy who actually did do something that was heroic in his life.
What did John Elway do? Yeah. He played a game.
Played a game.
You're comparing him to a guy who was in POW camps and refused to leave until everybody could leave.
John Elway.
All right. Anyway.
Oh my God.
He's lost it.
John Elway.
I like the Houston Texans to bounce back in my that week one disaster is never as bad as it seems theory. I'm going with the Texans at home.
All right. I'm going to go with the Ravens to win this game.
Why?
Well, I think I'm trending toward defense.
Trending toward defense.
Yes.
All right. Well, the San Diego Chargers.
I wonder why that is, because the offense in New England is done, so he's trending towards defense matters this year.
Defense wins championships this week.
That's what Fred's doing.
Anyway, San Diego is at Denver, where the Broncos are getting 2.5.
0-1 Chargers are favored in Denver?
That's correct.
This is a tough one.
I'll take the Chargers to win and win big. LT, big week. There's no snow yet in Denver because he'd ask out if there was snow.
Right. It doesn't qualify into that road game thing.
Yeah,
it won't be
too early to be cold, and I don't see the Chargers going 0-2. There's too much talent there.
I agree.
Merriman's gone.
I agree. Chargers by
9 other Pro Bowls.
10 plus.
In the Tom Brady leaving the lineup theory, that's actually a good thing. I think Merriman out for the year now is a good thing in San Diego. The defense doesn't have to worry about whether or not he's going to be swivel knee.
And they did
the
same thing there where the backup is a better.
This is
more
the
talented.
Break they needed.
Right. Well,
this is the break the Chargers needed.
They actually look at this
pressure
as a positive, Andy, because his contract is up after the 09 season. Now if they want him back, they'll have some depth. They can save some money. Nothing to worry about here. I think LT runs all over the Broncos because they can't stop anybody on the ground.
Chris Wells isn't playing against USC. That's too bad.
He goes by Beanie.
I heard that Tressel said he was in. Did he hurt himself again
now
in practice?
He's doubtful.
I think they're playing games.
You think
Tressel,
so?
Tressel, you think?
Yeah. You think so?
Biggest shyster on the planet.
Well, I think all those college coaches at the high Division I level in basketball and football are all tied for first in that department.
Joe Paterno?
Oh, please.
Really?
Please.
I always thought he was like Fred at the head of that ship. Just
San Diego, Fred.
I am going to go. You know, before the season,
taking
I had
your Broncos.
I had the Chargers running away with the AFC West. I'm changing that. I think Denver's going to win the AFC West, and I'm going to go with Denver in this game.
Are you crazy?
Fred apparently swayed by one game.
Well, it's between them or the Chargers. I mean,
I agree.
You know,
the other two teams might be the two worst teams in football.
Right. The Chiefs stink and the Raiders stink. So
right.
Yes.
Right.
But you jump ship after 1 week. One team lost. One team won. One team beat the Raiders.
You know, I like what I see out of Denver, albeit it's 1 week. But San Diego is that type of team that can collapse. They are a bunch of individuals. They are not a team, and you can never underrate the effect or overrate the effect of North Turner as that coach.
I think I know what you mean.
And Elway for president. Woo!
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, Knicks rule. Anyway, Pittsburgh is at Cleveland.
Pittsburgh.
Where the Browns are getting 6 points at home.
Browns should be getting 26. Yeah, Pittsburgh big.
Everyone.
That's a low line. Everybody. Pittsburgh across the board.
No.
Kicks Budinski.
You like Pittsburgh, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Both ways?
Both ways.
Okay.
I'll take the worthless hot dogs to win, but I'll take Cleveland to cover that number.
Okay. You know, it's a good one to do because when you get those intra-divisional rivalries.
Yep, it's going to come down to a field goal.
Worthless hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he thinks
that's what he calls
Roethlisberger.
Worthless hot dogs.
It's close.
It's
well,
Eric
now,
being
now, Ben Roethlisberger smart, is hurting yeah. a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns. Outright. I think they find a way to win, and then I will cut ties with the Browns after this week.
Yeah, I think I'm
picking him to pull off an upset 2 weeks in a row, and the first one blew up on me badly.
Paul's picking him with his heart here. He wants to rub this one in.
No. Listen. I like Pittsburgh, and you know that I've been on board with Roethlisberger since we watched his tape. I thought he was an excellent quarterback. I liked him in that draft class. So don't give me the whole I don't like Pittsburgh
you
thing
rub this
or whatever.
In my face because I think they're the best team in football.
No. I told you why I'm not high on the Steelers because I think their schedule is too tough.
Best team in
I'm
football.
I'm going with Cleveland, Fred.
Going with Cleveland. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Mendenhall
again, trending
ridiculous.
Toward defense. They really look like they are playing black and gold football.
Fred, I should point out, I would like to extend a congratulations to Andy and his boy Rashad Mendenhall. Making it through the entire game without fumbling last
right,
week.
Right, that was good.
I
good
thought
job.
Strippers was going to email in and point out that Lima Swede will, quote, be allowed to, like, do anything when Tomlin tells him he's ready. Tomlinson. No, Tomlin.
Tomlin.
He's doing nothing. Okay. One of the two reasons I thought they'd be better is, like, inactive and useless.
Okay.
He's the C.J. Jones of the Steelers.
Could fumble his opening kickoff in the NFL?
No, he's not allowed to play.
No, that would make him the Matthew
that
Slater.
That would make him Matthew Slater. Maybe you should study your
get you there,
second-rate receivers more.
The Monday,
wow.
It was a play on, it was a play on
why don't
words.
You study your knee injuries?
Good Monday night matchup this week, Freddie.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles, my pick to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC, travel to Dallas to
everybody
play everybody
else's
pick to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC, where the Cowboys are favored by 6.5.
The Cowboys
another Tommy Tiger.
I like it. I
will
like it.
Win at
I
home.
I like this role for you.
And they'll cover. I think they win probably about a 10-point victory here. It'll be a tight game. Romo will need to make a play late in the game, but ends up being a 10-point differential.
Yeah, they'll pull away at the end, Cowboys both ways.
I hate to do it, but I agree with Andy Hart and his analysis. Cowboys both ways, Paul.
Wow.
Yeah, I like the Eagles long term, but I like the Cowboys jumping out of the chute. They always look real impressive early on, and they get all the hype, so I'll take the Cowboys to win this one.
I was going to split this down the middle, but I'm going to go with Eagles both ways in this game. I think, again, defense, and I think Donovan McNabb is playing as well as he has in a few years. So
the knee brace is off. He feels good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this game.
All right.
All right. One more game left, and that, of course, is the battle in the Meadowlands. Patriots against Brett Favre and the Jets.
This is pro quarterback Matt Castle.
Pro quarterback. He had to describe his profession.
Well, they don't let him say Patriots.
Well, he couldn't say quarterback. That implies that he's the starter.
Well, he does get paid.
It might have been it might have been a commercial where they're not allowed to use the
but
Patriots.
He could just say quarterback. He doesn't have to say pro quarterback.
Well, anyway.
That's like me saying I'm pro writer. No, now, really, they pay me, I swear.
Now, what do you think? Do you think that he'll remember us and,
no.
you know.
The
remember
the
his
he
role
had on the show?
The role that he had here on PFW in Progress, or does he cut us loose
with his sidekick?
Like they all do when they
he
get
here. Changes us like dirty underwear.
But when it comes to combining superb golf and exquisite food.
Remember how tight Brady was with us back in the day, Freddie?
No.
No? When Shane used to talk to him every single day to do Rookie Diary back in 2000?
You know what? I don't.
When he was the fourth. Well, it's nice to know that you used to read the paper. But anyway, when he was the fourth string quarterback, no one was closer to PFW.
Really?
And Tom Brady.
Rookie
my hard-to-impress guests always leave thrilled.
What is that?
He cut us loose.
He's doing a commercial.
And Castle,
for what?
And Castle will
I don't
do the
know.
Same.
It's probably some
with a monicum, with a monicum of success. Yeah. He'll cut.
Now is that one of those things where he's a nobody, so he traded it for like free golf or something?
Probably. Yeah.
And in a year, if he happens
right.
to do
that's
anything,
that's why he couldn't use.
He gets
Patriots.
A membership.
Right.
Anyway, the spread yesterday. I know that Stripper said it was 1.5. We're going to go consistent because all the rest of them was 2. Hi. So the Jets are favored by 2. Opened at 3, and it's been
doesn't matter what the
all
spread
the
is.
Money is on the Patriots.
You're right, Fred.
I'm
all
going
the
money on the Patriots.
With what we did on the TV show, I think the Patriots are now in the pack in a dogfight week to week against decent teams. I think the Jets are a decent team at home, so they get a dogfight. I actually think the defense steps up a little bit, forces field goals, but I'm going with 16-10 Jets. I don't think the Patriots have quite enough to get it done.
Okay.
Heartbreaker, Andy.
Jets both ways. Sorry, Fred.
That's okay.
No,
it's all right.
You hit it right, Fred. This is going to be Castle's week again. Patriots both ways.
All right. And care to give a score?
Sure. I'll go 23-13.
Okay,
Patriots.
Wow. That's I like it.
I like the Jets also. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think the
big
defense
surprise.
Is going to dominate. I was under the impression that we
does
were
it to me all the time. I can't do
it's
that.
It's hard for a team to go 2-0 and then still go 3-13 like Paul was predicting.
I actually think this is a surprise since I've picked the Patriots, what, like 19 consecutive weeks like everybody else has.
I'm defending the Patriots.
You're just waiting
Fred.
For your chance. Gary, yeah, you have that marked on the tape?
Anyway.
Fun fact, he picked the Jets.
I aired. I thought we were allowed to give our opinion.
I didn't say
show.
You weren't allowed to.
I'll go back to my mute Tuesdays with Perlo.
I did not say you weren't
you know
allowed
to. What time
to
it
pick
is now,
Jets.
Ladies and gentlemen?
I did not say you weren't allowed.
I like the Jets.
Okay. I like the Patriots 24-21.
Oh.
I said
Kostowski?
On TV, I'm going to.
Game winner?
No, I'm going to. Actually, they pick off Favre at the end trying to make a comeback.
Okay.
So.
To score? A defensive score to win
24-21? No. They end their drive.
Instead of trying to make a comeback.
Because that would be a dramatic way to end a game if Ellis Hobbs pick six wins it.
It would be. Any way they win is going to be dramatic. I mean, if the Jets forfeit, I'll be like, yes,
it sound like
I'll
Buster
take
Douglas
it.
Over Mike. Any way they win is going to be dramatic, let's be honest.
Well, it is. I mean, this guy, this
what
is
if they just
story.
Come out and run for 200 yards and control the game and Castle makes a couple throws and they win?
It's still dramatic. It's like, look at this team. They rallied. No matter how the Patriots win, which they will do, it will be amazing. It'll be a great story.
What if he
smells
fumbles?
Like, smells like a cover.
What
amazing.
If he, what if he throws 7 picks and somehow they still win?
It's just a fun fact.
It'll still be amazing.
Now we got things to think about.
It's a fun fact.
So, but there's no way that they will if he does.
Well, if Favre's been known to throw 7 picks in a game, so if they both throw 7 picks, it'll be a fair fight. Why are you all staring at the TV? What's good?
CNN, virginity for sale. Collegians tuition fundraiser. Sign me up.
I would.
No way she's a virgin, by the way.
Yeah, you can tell by the way she looks.
Yeah.
Can you really?
Oh. Yeah. He was just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
Speaking of no way she...
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
What time is it, Gary? Is that it? All right, that's
time
it.
Time for Andy to shut up.
All right, so...
I ran the game spread. I got done on time.
Again, John Rook coming up in Patriots Playbook. Then we got Fantasy Lowdown at 4 o'clock with... Oh, John is going to be with Eric. So this is the beginning
debut.
Of checkmate.
Not in that,
not
sense,
that way.
No.
Checkmate debuts today. And then Brian Lowe, Fantasy Lowdown at 4 o'clock. And as far as us, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Fred doesn't care if people call him Homer. And he's taking it out on the BFW guy.
And I've learned something, too. Being a sellout is sweet because you make a lot of money. And when you have money, you don't have to hang out with any poor-ass losers like you guys.
He'll be back for more Bill Walshing tomorrow.
Screw you guys.
Patriots.com Radio.